Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey folks, we are live. I just got off the line with Alex. Alex is going to be joining us around 2 p.m. to really talk about the big news. If you missed it just about an hour ago in front of the world, Lord Obama, our savior, our personal Jesus Christo. That's right. Obama announced a new, new department. We knew this was coming. In fact, did you guys Google that story? Yeah. Print that out for me. Someone bring it in. Oh, right here. Cybersecurity chief resigns amid turf battle. In a blunt letter, Rod Beckstrom cited clash with National Security Agency. Now, this is before the announcement today that this position is now going to be renamed and retooled into the cybersecurity coordinator. Oh, there's a new department? Oh, everybody's going to have digitized medical records? Oh, the smart grid is real, Mr. Obama? You mean this PR campaign with Miley Cyrus and the Cyberbullying Act? See, that's a concerted effort. Don't you understand? Let's talk about predictive programming for a minute. We've been talking, I'm talking about the InfoWars crew here, and really Alex Jones. You know what I'm really looking for? Back in 2004, Alex Jones went to SeaWorld and really did just an excellent piece on biometrics, on what you were going to be doing. You're going to be in front of a computer working for the government. There are no more jobs, folks. I'm watching news at 4 in the morning, and I'm seeing stories about single mothers who are real estate agents in streets where there are no sold homes. She has to get rid of her medical insurance. Her two daughters get sick. What do? Oh, it's the mobile van, the mobile medical van, where they'll give you your nice little vaccinations. And your nice little drugs. Ooh, maybe your kid needs a little bit of Ritalin. We'll be happy to medicate them. Meanwhile, they're talking about a literal smart grid where everything you do is tracked, traced, and databased. Do you understand? And then Obama at the very end of the speech, after he rolls the whole thing out, he actually talks about Web 2.0. This is a new world we're moving into. This is the digital age. And in some ways, you know, it sounds really good. The writers are excellent. But when you hear about a new agency, hackers, terrorists, cybersecurity threats all over. We have to keep our information safe. And at the end, he says, don't worry, we're not going to be surveilling the American people. This doesn't mean we're going to track, trace, and database everything that goes on the internet and internet traffic. They're already doing it. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to play that clip. And of course, the controlled mainstream media does not want to talk about the fact that the Obama administration, quote unquote, has quietly expanded Bush's legal defense of warrantless wiretapping. And it's beyond wiretapping. Wiretapping is really almost, it's a last century term at this point. It's not just phones. First of all, your cell phone can easily pick up this conversation right now. Got my cell phone in my pocket. They could be listening to me not through the radio, but if they wanted to hack through, I don't have my battery out. There have now been dozens of local news stations and national news networks that have done that story, that have shown you how easy it is to get into somebody's cell phone and literally not only track the conversations they have via a telephone number, but track the conversations that they have walking around. And we have a whistleblower outside of AT&T talking about a secret room in which every single thing you do on the internet, whether it be an IM, an email, a Google search, a web page visit, is thrown into a dummy room. Now, this doesn't mean that there's all sorts of workers sitting there mulling through this. It goes through things like Promise and Carnivore, but now they're building the infrastructure so that people can go through this, so that they can have human beings literally invade the privacy of everybody's life through this quote-unquote smart grid. It's really a devil grid. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. So we're going to show this clip in a moment of MSNBC's Keith Olbermann doing a very good job back in the day when the Bush administration was in office, of exposing the fact that the NSA does really, again, track, trace, and database everything you do on the internet. And outside of that, your phone calls, your text messages. Yes, you got to understand, when there is just another dummy line, in other words, a double line, it doesn't have any kind of discernment. It's just tracking, tracing, and copying every single thing. And they said it was upwards around 99% of the phone companies. So it's not just AT&T that's doing it. So you don't think that the NSA and the CIA and the FBI are deeply embedded in the information technology that's out there in things like Time Warner, in things like AOL, in things like Google? Give me a break. The head of the U.S. Cybersecurity Center has resigned amid persistent battles over areas of responsibility and confusion over the control and protection of the country's vast computer networks and systems. Rod Beckstrom's decision to step down as director of the National Cybersecurity Center comes as the White House is conducting a broad 60-day review of how well the government is using technology to protect everything from classified national security data to vital financial systems and air traffic control. That's right. They're really also talking about this grid where air traffic control is going to be completely computerized. And to a certain extent, that's a good thing. But when you look at something that happens like 9/11, when air traffic control really becomes powerless all of a sudden while these hijacked planes, you know, make these maneuvers that are out of control. And we do have the technology, even then, Global Hawk type technology, where we could have overrid the plane by remote control. Well, it seems like everything's going to be outfitted like that. They want to have a fail safe on everything. That's why it's appealing to have a chip in people's arms. I mean, do you, we talk about this and people laugh. Oh, chip in your arm. The Saudi Arabians, through a company in Germany, just tried to patent, a death chip. That's right. They said, we want to be able to remotely access this chip via GPS. So if they get out of line, we'll just release a little cyanide into their blood and poof, you're done. And that sounds horrific. That sounds crazy. That sounds like the Twilight Zone in the 50s. Unfortunately, that's also reality. So let's play this MSNBC clip, and then let's really get into the smart grid. You know, we're going to play this clip of Alex Jones. We did find it, where he was at SeaWorld, really breaking down what the next generation of society is going to be like. And just the slave-like mentality of the people, the slave-like entrapment of the grid. He talks about DHS and people sitting there mindlessly just typing away, and you're spying on somebody, and it's not a big deal because it's part of your everyday life. And hey, you've got computers in, or not computers, you've got cameras in your home too. It's out of control. All right, let's play this MSNBC clip, because people won't believe me that they're already tracking, tracing, and databasing every single thing you do. Let me repeat it. Every single thing you do on the internet. Go ahead. We got audio, guys? No audio?
Corporate executives from the legal consequences of having spied on the rest of us in this country. On our third story tonight, an AT&T whistleblower today told members of Congress much more than that is at stake with the secret crimes that took place at room 641A of AT&T's Folsom Street facility in San Francisco and potentially at others across the country. Specifically, retired 22-year AT&T technician Mark Klein says that despite Mr. Bush's claims, the U.S. government used AT&T's cooperation to spy not only on overseas communications, but to vacuum up virtually all of America's use of the internet for years. Email, Googling, web surfing, you name it. Thanks to AT&T secure rooms like 641A in San Francisco. Cisco, accessible only to those cleared by the NSA. Klein obtaining AT&T schematics showing how the company used splitters to send secure room 641A a duplicate of every fiber optic signal routed through its facilities. And involved not just AT&T customers, but virtually every internet and telecommunications company, and virtually all email and web traffic in the country. Without a warrant, without any mechanism for separating domestic from overseas, without separating suspect from citizen. We welcome now former AT&T technician Mark Klein, whose documentation and claims are now part of a class action lawsuit against AT&T, one of 38 telecom spy lawsuits AT&T so far declining to comment on the specifics of these allegations. Mr. Klein, great thanks for speaking out tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
The Senate is considering granting the telecom executives immunity. You lobbied Congress today not to do so. How come?
Well, if they give them immunity, it would probably shut down the lawsuit that I'm a witness for, and then the American people won't find out what's really going on. And so that's why I'm here, to stop immunity. Congress should let the judicial process go forward.
Two-parter here. First, can you explain to those of us who can use the Internet but would not be able to tell the difference between its physical form and, you know, a box full of guitar strings, exactly what happened in that secure room or secret room, 641A?
I don't know what goes on in the secret room because I didn't have security clearance. Mm-hmm. But I know what went on outside because my job, I worked in the Internet room. My job was to connect circuits into the splitter device, which was hardwired to the secret room. And effectively, the splitter copied the entire data stream of those Internet cables into the secret room. And we're okay. Talking about phone conversations.
Yeah, let's pull it for a second. Pull it for a second. All right. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He's about to talk about phone conversations, email. Everything gets split into the secret room. Let's say it again. Everything gets split into the secret room. Now, obviously, if they're, you know, databasing everybody's conversations, everybody's emails, it would be impossible for them to go through everything with a person. They don't have the manpower. However, with software, again, and this software is public. There's hearings about it. Go check it out. Promise, P-R-O-M-I-S, and Carnivore. Go check out just those two. I'm sure it's gone way beyond that. I'm pretty sure that Kroll developed those two. I may be wrong. I'm not perfect, folks. Anyway, this software then enables them to pick out keywords, phrases, trends, if you will, and it only gets better. And then that goes to people. That stuff then goes to people. Then you're put on a list. Then you're starting to be surveilled. Then all of a sudden you're a domestic terrorist, according to these DHS documents. Remember, DHS being swallowed up by the NSA really was an agency of the NSA. This whole intelligence apparatus really stems from executive powers and tyrannical control. You know, dictatorial means. That's what this is. And what they're doing now is training the populace that this is okay. Oh, look, we need cybersecurity. Everybody's medical records do need to be in a database. That's what we want. We want everybody's medical records in a giant smart grid. Oh, we're going to save lives. No, you're going to ruin lives. You're going to take lives. You're going to enslave lives. Pull it back about 20 seconds, guys, and then we're going to play more of this clip. All right, hit it right there.
A box full of guitar strings. Exactly what happened in that secure room or secret room, 641A?
I don't know what goes on in the secret room because I didn't have security clearance. Mm-hmm. But I know what went on outside because my job, I worked in the internet room. My job was to connect circuits into the splitter device, which was hardwired to the secret room. And effectively, the splitter copied the entire data stream of those internet cables into the secret room. And we're talking about phone conversations, email, web browsing, everything that goes across the internet. And that device, the splitters, is a dumb device. It doesn't do any selection at all.
And the follow-up to that, as you mentioned, you didn't have the security, the NSA clearance. So give us an idea how you know all this, in addition, obviously, to your expertise as a
technician. Well, as a technician, I had the engineering wiring documents, which told me how the splitter was wired to the secret room. And so I had to know that in order to do my job. And so I know that the whatever went across those cables was copied, and the entire data stream was copied into the secret room. The splitter device has no selective capability, just copies everything. And we're talking about domestic traffic as well as international traffic, and that's what got me upset to begin with.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mr. Klein, this huge distinction the White House made when all this was first revealed, what its defenders still say, oh, we're just intercepting international communications, no domestic communications were affected. I'm taking you don't buy that in the slightest.
No, I know that wasn't true, and that's what got me going in December 05 when the New York Times revealed this, and then the administration came back, the president himself and his various cabinet people trying to argue, and they still do, that it's just international communications. It just affects a handful of people who are making phone calls to the Middle East. And I know the physical equipment, and I know that statement is not true. It involves millions of communications, a lot of it domestic communications that they're copying wholesale, sweeping up into that secret room.
When you saw this and realized what was going on.
I mean, folks, what more needs to be said? The Obama administration expanded on the Bush administration's ability to wiretap warrantlessly. We have Wisconsin judges in courts ruling that it's okay for police without a warrant or probable cause to fit a suspect with a GPS device and track and trace them. I mean, they said that's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment, by the way. How insane is that? Somebody else does it in the state. Guess what they get convicted of? Oh, stalking, because that's what it is. It's stalking. But these jackboot thugs don't care. They pull over ambulances and choke people that are trying to save lives. I mean, that's where we are right now. And meanwhile, they wrap it in this slick package of Hannah Montana, the number one pop star, reaching out to your children, along with the Green Movement and everything else. And it's going to be great when the Cyberbullying Act is passed and free speech is just a memory on the internet. Someone called me fat, and she can't even use the fat word. She has to put a little star where the A is. It's real cute, Miley. That's really, really cute. Love it. Can't get enough of it. And people are like, yeah, people shouldn't be able to leave comments about celebrities calling them fat. That's bad. We need to regulate that speech. What's next? I mean, seriously, are we that far gone, folks? Is that the case? We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You know, apparently that case is still awaiting a decision. Can you just scroll right back up a little bit right there? Go up. Scroll up, guys. Scroll up. Thank you. In July 2006, the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, in which the suit was filed, rejected a federal government motion to dismiss the case. The motion to dismiss, which invoked the state secrets privilege. See, it's all about national security. It's all about you don't get to know. It's all about we're better than you. You're our slave. Bow down. It's all about doublespeak. Obama gets right up there, talks about a smart grid. We know they're GPSing everybody's homes for the census right now. We know they're heavily intertwined with the private sector already. A lot of these things are intelligence fronts for the international intelligence cartel. That's what it is. The CIA, you know, has an arm in Britain. That's MI5. They all work together. Do you get it? The Mossad, the ISI. It's international, baby. We live in a global world. Anyway, state's secrets privilege had argued that any court review of the alleged partnership between the federal government and AT&T would harm national security. AT&T is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this thing is huge. You think AT&T is the only one in on it? Yeah, AT&T is it. It's just those bastards at AT&T. Once we get them, we'll get the rest of them. It doesn't blow my mind because I see how controlled the media is. Why wasn't this on the front page of every newspaper if the media isn't controlled? Why wasn't this on the nightly news? Why isn't this still being talked about? Okay? The case was immediately appealed to the Ninth Circuit where it has been argued and still awaits a decision. Started in July 2006. Guess what? We're almost in July 2009. And it's still going on. You think the federales pulled back the intelligentsia? They said, oh no, oh, we got caught. They never do. They repackage it. I mean, it's out of control. All right. I want to thank one of my sponsors right now. HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. G-A-I-N. HomeGain.com. You go there, type in your address. It will actually give you a readout of what your home is worth. It's everything real estate. Also has a very, very cool street view. It's kind of like the Google Street View, which is kind of scary. Gives you the address. You can check out the neighborhood. You can look inside the house. Very neat. HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Now, to really go after the youth, to make this acceptable, it's just kind of like the green movement is now, you're against the earth? You want to kill us all? You want to pollute the world? No, I just don't want to be paying a carbon tax to a cartel that is exploiting the fact that the sun is getting hotter. That's the reality. Again, when I was a kid, they were saying, chlorofluorocarbons are the enemy. Chlorofluorocarbons are the enemy. Stop using aerosol cans. Don't use hairspray. And, you know, being from New York, there were plenty of New York and New Jersey people with the hairspray. And you're like, wow, this is really hurting the earth. Oh, no, we're all going to be, it's going to be 10 degrees hotter and we're not going to have crops growing, and Ted Turner says that we're going to become cannibals, and then the rest of the people are going to be living in a failed state like Somalia. And then he really lets the cat out of the bag when he says, we need a more sustainable society. Global warming is because there's too many people now. Too many people doing too many things. In fact, let's pull up, you know, Johnny Nonsense, a.k.a. Ted Turner, on Charlie Rose, just propagating the myth that there's too many people on the earth. We have to have one-child policies. That's why Pelosi is over in China talking about quote-unquote climate change. Yeah, right, climate change. And then she says, yeah, everything we do has to be subject to data. We just got to track everything we do. In fact, here's the actual quote right here. Headline is Pelosi appeals for China's help on climate change. We have so much room for improvement, she said. Every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory of how we are taking responsibility. Everything you do is already really in an inventory. The thing is, it's not properly databased. It's not properly categorized. And people go, Jason, you're paranoid. They're not tracking and tracing everything you do. Well, on one level, they're really not. It's not like somebody is watching you and they're watching all these other people. No, again, it goes through software. They pick targets. They want to know what organizations you're a part of. Do you think there's no reason that UK and US police are out at war protests and other movement type events copying down license plates? What do you think that's for? Did you read the Virginia Fusion Center document where they went after just about every group you can imagine? Christians, anti-abortionists, constitutionalists. I mean, what's this country coming to? Well, it's coming to a head at a police state crescendo for a new world order. That's what's happening. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You want to see the bigger picture? You want to understand the end game? Well, then you need to go to InfoWars.com right now and get the movie by the same name. This one's I think almost 3 years old now, but really shows you a broader outlook of the entire agenda, the North American Union agenda. I mean, we got Sonia Sotomayor on deck to bring that in. She makes racist comments. She's part of La Raza, and it's not reverse racism. And I heard some people trying to justify it that I kind of admire on talk radio, and they need to be set straight. No, when you say that a wise Latina woman can make a better decision than a white man, that's absolutely ridiculous. And whether or not he's got a silver spoon in his mouth or he doesn't have the life experiences of you, you base your thoughts on somebody, your opinion, on the content of their character. That's how it's supposed to work. Not the color of their skin, not their ethnic background. And really, this is supposed to be an interpretation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, of individuals' personal freedoms, our God-given rights, our God-given freedoms. That's what these are. They're inherent. They're not given to us by government. We take them as human beings. All right, I want to play this clip of Ted Turner talking about population sustainability and the whole nine, just another part of the agenda. And then I'm going to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. Hit the clip.
We have to fully mobilize everything we have and put it into changing the energy system over. And not just here in the United States, but all over the world. It's going to be the biggest business project in the history of the world. fortunes, billions of dollars are going to be made, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be employed, we're going to have clean air, we're going to have so many benefits from it, it's not going to cost us anything once we get going with it. It's not going to cost us anything. Only the people that don't understand it think it's going to... not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees, we'll be 8 degrees hotter in 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons
and global emissions.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff. We don't get global warming.
All right, let's stop it right there. Do you understand what he just said? Too many people. So then you wonder why people in the Ukraine, when they start getting vaccinations through Ted Turner and the United Nations, don't want to take them. Let me read you a quote out of MSNBC. Ukrainian media spread rumor of plot by Ted Turner. See, it's a rumor and a plot. The guy just said right there, there's too many people in the world. We need less people. Do you think he's going to be the one to take his own life? Huh? Do you think he's going to be the one to sacrifice his family and his friends and his elitist buddies? Give me a break. That means you, slave. That means you, Johnny, $30,000 a year, $90,000 a year, $500,000 a year, maybe a million. You're not special. If you've got a little scratch in the neighborhood and you think you're upper echelon, yuppie. Ukrainian media outlets are numerous and uncensored, but do not widely follow Western standards of fairness and accuracy. What do you mean, control and censorship? Fairness and accuracy? Once again, if there was fairness and accuracy in the media, that story about AT&T in the secret room and NSA wiretapping of everything you do, tracked and traced and databased, would be all over the place. So don't cry to me, Argentina. This is ridiculous. Some print and online reports alleged after a boy's death that the Indian-made measles and rubella vaccine would sterilize men as part of a plot by Ted Turner, whose Washington-based United Nations Foundation charity paid for the vaccines. Meanwhile, we have all these elitists just meeting in New York City, people like, who was there? Gates, Buffett, Oprah was there. Was Kissinger there? No, I think it was Rockefeller was there again. Oh, Rockefeller just appears everywhere magically out of nowhere. And what were they talking about? Oh, overpopulation. I wonder how we're going to help the population. We're going to help everybody. All right, let's take some calls because with this cybersecurity coordinator, and this new department, and them really gearing up for Internet 2 and all sorts of censorship, the Cyberbullying Act, the Cybersecurity Act, which, you know, I have in front of me, it's 51 pages. Really have to go through this. It's just too much to grasp if you're just coming into this. And then, at the top of the hour, we're going to have Bob Chapman on. We're going to be talking about this as well. And then when we go live on PrisonPlanet.tv, we are going to play that clip from 2004 where Alex Jones talks about this smart grid that they were setting up back then, building the infrastructure back then, trading us and our children for back then. When they said, oh, it's time to thumb scan at Disney World. Oh, it's time to thumb scan at SeaWorld. Thumb scanning. I mean, are we out of our mind? It's in our schools. It's at our theme parks. They want our biometric information. What state secrets are at SeaWorld? Please tell me. Are there state secrets there I'm missing? It's ludicrous. All right, let's go to Diane in New York. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jason.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'd like to announce a free event that We Are Change New York is having.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called the New York Gardener, and it's a seminar about gardening in smaller indoor urban spaces. Now, it's not what you're thinking. We're talking about pretty flowers or stuff you can eat, not stuff you can smoke. Basically, it's going to be at the Yippie Museum Cafe on Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's on 9 Bleecker Street, Yippie Museum and Cafe. We're hoping to have the info on the We Are Change website shortly. But just remember, Sunday, 2 p.m., Yippie Museum, 9 Bleecker Street, and it will be simulcast on the Yippie Museum website.
All right, we'll send people over to wearechange.org for that. Thanks for the call, Diane. Let's jump to Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. Hey, yes. I'd like to make an announcement.
Okay.
Upon passage of the legislation that's currently in the House of Illinois and through the governor's office, that I'll be curing leprosy and coma patients in Springfield, Illinois.
They're going to be doing what to leprosy and coma patients?
That I am going to immediately launch into trying to cure leprosy and coma patients by the use of medical marijuana, along with all the other stuff, the leukemia, the diabetes, ulcers, lung cancers, high blood pressure, everything else that we can use it for.
And there's some. Is there a website where people can get information on this?
Yeah, it's not mine, but it's phoenixtears.com. Phoenix.
All right, we'll check it out. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Dustin in Japan. Dustin, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason. Mm-hmm. I'm actually in the armed forces. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you what branch or what I do or anything, but I was just going to let you know that Cyber Command thing has already been in place for some time.
Mm-hmm. They're now just rolling it out. I mean, let's talk about that for a minute, because, again, they had a cybersecurity chief who just resigned March 6th, 2009, and this is when they were about to have their 60-day oversight. So it seems what's the date today? Today's the 29th. It's just under that two-month marker. And now they're just rolling it out for the public. They always build the infrastructure first. They always have it behind the scenes. And then they introduce it with, you know, mainstream media figures like Hannah Montana and the Cyberbullying Act. And then, oh, Jay Rockefeller is going to save us with the cybersecurity bill. Tell us what you know about what's already in place.
Already in place is the Air Force already has a cyber command set up. Mm-hmm. A totally different command, you know, how they have... you know, the aircraft command, like
NORAD.
Yeah, NORAD. And they have the Pacific Command and the European Command. Well, they have a whole another thing called the Cyber Command, which has its own general, has its own rank structure, already in place, and it's already going through. You can, you know, there's already jobs for it, and so that's already been set up. And
what do you think their role is right now in intelligence gathering? I mean, with that clip we just played from MSNBC, obviously they are, again, a human being can't go through all of this information, but it does seem like they're databasing all intelligence they possibly can, not only through your computer, but your cell phone, all technology in general.
No human being can. It's purely a database, and I'm sure human beings sift through what is important. But what I was going to say was that everything that goes to the civilian sector gets passed through the military, just like the cyber command thing. I mean, whenever you log onto a military computer, you have your ID card. They track everything. You can't even get onto YouTube. You can't get onto anything.
You're a beta test for internet too. Let's talk about like the latest IBM ThinkPads from 2 or 3 years ago when they started being, oh, check it out. We're going to put a biometric thumb scanner on here. Nobody can get on your computer. And what that's for, to train you in the future internet, when you want to log onto the internet, the first thing you're going to have to do is give up your biometric identification. And that's going to be a way that they're actually going to build the database of everybody's medical records and biometric information. If you want to get on the net, you're going to have to give it up. And then you will be logged in, and everything you will do won't even be tracked by an IP address, you know, the family computer. It'll actually be tracked to you, correct?
Well, in the current military thing, you put in your ID card, which has all that information already on it. Mm-hmm. Your blood type, all that stuff is already on your card. I mean, they put all that information. Whenever you go get blood taken from the hospital on base, they put all that information. They put their card in, and then they put your card in the thing, and they type in all the information, and they give your card back. So all that information is already on your card. So every time you get on a base computer, you put your card in, your ID card is what I'm talking about, they're setting up for the civilian sector, you know, the United States civilian card, you know. All that information is given.
It's already
up,
there.
So.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think the people on the inside are starting to wake up? Obviously, you're calling in. You're a military guy. Are people starting to see this control grid? Do they really get how bad it's getting? Do they see the civilian national security force that's being built in this country? Do they understand that the Boy Scouts are now being trained for when you guys come home? I mean, that literally they talk about a disgruntled Iraqi war veteran who's picking people off with a sniper scope. And they've got, you know, these little 14 to 16 year old kids with mock shotguns and assault weapons training to take you out in the future. I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah, I saw that. And, I don't know what to say about that, but, I can tell you the Obama deception is a real big kick. Mm-hmm. over here, there's in fact another buddy of mine turned me on to it. That's how I've already been listening. I was at Tex Mars. I used to read his stuff all the time because my grandma was into him, and he turned me on to Obama deception. And that's how I got into Alex Jones and stuff.
Oh, excellent! But, so, have you seen some of the other films about 9/11? Because I'd encourage you to see those.
I saw Endgame. I saw Loose Change. I just saw the one recently. It was kind of a combination of everything called Wake Up Call. It took stuff from David Icke, I think his name, Alex Jones. They took a bunch
of I think I've seen Wake Up Call. Great caller, Dustin. Thank you so much. Let's jump to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, you're on the air. Yes, Jeff.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Hey, I got a few things I was going to mention. First of all, like you've been talking about all day, I know for Canada, we have Bell.
Mm-hmm.
That's our communications, the big leader.
Yeah, Bell Pacific, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact that they openly state that they do record every call. Any phone call made through them has been recorded for the last how many years?
Well, it's not a surprise. Yeah, no, I know. But people can't accept it in this country. They still think that, oh, these are only foreign phone calls, and these are only for the terrorists. And then when you tell them this is the reality, you show them a clip like that, well, they say, well, if you're not doing anything, you don't have anything to worry about. Meanwhile, throughout history, you don't have to be committing a crime. You can just have a dissentful viewpoint, and you will be targeted. That's what they do. They go after dissenters. They go against opposition. They don't want the mindset that's going to oppose their ideals, their agenda. It's absolute insanity. Jeff, I thank you for the call. Alex in Virginia, you're on the line. Yes, Alex.
Hi, Jason. I have a couple of questions. I don't know if you know anything about intelligentsia. I've done some research. It talks about the collective intelligence. Mm-hmm. And the other comment I had was it's kind of funny and for Nancy Pelosi to talk about having inventory for everything while they have no disclosure of financial reserve. I mean,
Pelosi's a globalist, number one, and she's a cover-up artist for them. Again, she was in the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. She knows damn well that was an intelligence operation. But let's talk about the international intelligence cartel. I thank you for the call. Let's use Iran-Contra as an example of how this works. Okay? All right. So you have private investors and the CIA investing in the Contras in South America. Oh, they're freedom fighters. Meanwhile, they've got death squads. We're training dictators. We're working with people like Noriega, who turns out to be a CIA asset for the longest time. Now, in order to smuggle them weapons and then get the drugs to smuggle into the United States, they've used third parties. In other words, they use contractors, pre-Blackwater guys, just mercenaries, pilots, that sort of thing. Now, how would they get the weapons? Well, they would use the Mossad. The Mossad would go over into the Czech Republic, the Ukraine, these other nations, and front the money for the weapons. And later on, through backdoor channels, U.S. intelligence would then pay back the Mossad and Israel. So, I mean, this is a whole network. Now, they would take the weapons, fly them down through third parties, these private contractors that I spoke of, into South America. They would in turn get marijuana and cocaine to load up on their planes. Then they would fly these out into military bases and they would get payments. And then black ops military people would then dispense the drugs. They would be the drug dealers. That then these drug cartels are kind of backed by the CIA operatives, the bigwigs. And as long as the cartels will work with the CIA fronts, the FBI guys, the informants, the provocateurs, the intelligentsia that is funneling in this black market money, black ops cash, well, then they don't bust anybody but on lower levels. As soon as you kind of go outside of them and you don't play ball, you can either end up dead or in jail. And again, it's compartmentalized. So, you know, it's not like they approach them. Oh, I work for the CIA. This is how it needs to be. That's obviously not how it works whatsoever. They approach them as a drug dealer. So, again, it is an international intelligence network. And meanwhile, the guys at the top in the U.S. are part of the COG program, Continuity of Government, the actual shadow government that does exist. You know, Oliver North was exposed there, Casper Weinberger, and I think 13 others were actually convicted, many of them pardoned later, including Weinberger. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that this thing, they never got in trouble, they never got caught, that network never went away. And they're always parts of these different little think tank groups. You know, they morph into the Project from New American Century, you know, from the CFR, you know. And the very upper echelon, in my mind, are always at the Bilderberg Group. You know, royalty, Queen Beatrix is always there. Think tank guys like Kissinger, you know, big movers and shakers, globalists like David Rockefeller, big idea men, if you will. And through that, I mean, there's almost an endless amount of these little organizations that they pick from. We're going to continue to go to your calls on the other side. I think we're at Michael, Dustin, Laura, Gary, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go pick up the DVDs over at Infowars.com right now. Endgame is so important. The Obama deception is so important. Fabled Enemies is so important. Back after this.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
We are back, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment. Bob Chapman coming up at the top of the hour. Alex Jones joining us at 2 o'clock. And we're also going to be playing at the beginning of the PrisonPlanet.tv segment at 1 o'clock this blast from the past, if you will, this 2004 look into the future from Alex Jones over at SeaWorld. I remember watching this way back in the day and really enjoying it. And it really shows you how spot on he is about this smart grid, about this entire, you know, cashless society control grid that they are incrementally putting the populace into. All right, we're going to go to Alex in Virginia and others in just a moment. But I want to thank another one of our great sponsors. It's eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoodsDirect, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With looming food shortages and the current economy, it is imperative that you make sure that your family is prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 or go visit eFoodsDirect.com right now. All right, Alex, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Hey. We're at Michael. I'm sorry. I'm losing it. Michael, what's up?
I had something to say about the Constitution, but first I wanted to comment on an article I saw on Infowars.com. Boston to armed patrol cops with semi-automatic assault rifles. I take the commuter rail into work every single day, and since, I don't know, at least a year ago they've been doing this, but starting back in October, I don't know if it coincides with the Army Times report or not, but back in October they really ramped it up. But if I can, I'd like to just say something real quick about the Constitution. Listening to your show, and there's a guy that keeps on hounding you about, you know, the Constitution and how, you know, we don't have a Second Amendment right because of the Constitution. The Constitution protects that right from the government. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want to help you understand what this guy's trying to say. If you look at the language, Congress shall make no law in, you know, Amendment 1, Amendment 2, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed by the government.
Mm-hmm.
No soldier shall, meaning the government's not going to, you know, quarter a soldier. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, you know, no unreasonable searches. You know, what it's saying is, and if you read Thomas Jefferson, you already have these rights. The Bill of Rights says the government can't do this because you already have those rights. That's all he's saying.
Yeah. Well, no, I said they're inherent rights. They're God-given rights. They're human rights. They're individual freedoms. And, you know, Sotomayor coming in, this new Supreme Court justice who wrote...
Is she really La Raza?
Yeah, she's a council member on La Raza. Yeah, just go check it out. I mean, yeah, not only is she La Raza, she wrote a book, again, called Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture. In this text, the student Sotomayor explained that the Second Amendment to the Constitution did not actually afford individual citizens the right to bear arms, but only duly conferred organizations like the military. Instead of making guns illegal, she argues they have been illegal for individuals to own since the passing of the Bill of Rights. Talk about Orwellian speak. Talk about bad news Brown for this country. Talk about somebody who's going to strip you of your gun rights, is a racist, and is going to bring in the North American Union. You've got Sonia Sotomayor, and that's what nobody on the quote-unquote conservative right is talking about. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Dustin in Texas. Dustin, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, you're doing a good job, buddy. I'm a first-time caller. I think Sotomayor's got the amendment mixed up with the Federal Reserve Act. Huh?
Well, let me say this. I just can't believe that she wrote an entire book on it. Go ahead.
Well, that's her job, isn't it? Well, yeah. I just wanted an address that I could send some of you guys, a mailing address, if you have one.
There should be a P.O. box over at Infowars.com. I don't have it with me, sir, and we're about to go to break, but there should be a P.O. box on Infowars.com. I think it's a South Lamar address. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Bob Chapman coming up. Remember, Alex Jones coming up later, and the biometric SeaWorld clip all after this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex will be joining us in just a couple of hours. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. You can check out my little Bobby Bloggins over at theinfowarrior.com. And if you want to send something to the InfoWars office, we just had somebody ask what the address is. It is Free Speech Systems, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. One more time. Free Speech Systems, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. We are now joined by Bob Chapman. We're going to be talking about the economy, the price of gold really shooting up lately, and this new speech by Obama just this morning announcing the new cybersecurity coordinator and this new department where they are literally going to regulate everything on the internet further, try to pass this Cybersecurity Act, the Cyberbullying Act, and much, much more. How are you today, Bob?
I'm pretty good. And what the president is doing is ominous, and it's just an extension of what we got with the last administrations, and it's very, very frightening because it's obvious that they're after total control of the internet and probably the airwaves as well.
You know, absolutely. In fact, they're trying to already say, I believe the FCC is saying, well, we can already go in warrantlessly if you have a rogue Wi-Fi connection. In other words, if your Wi-Fi signal isn't regulated in some way, they can already come into your home and check that out. And they were able to do that through some kind of passage of a cable act back in the 70s with cable boxes and people using the black boxes to get the free premium channels or whatever. It would emit a certain wavelength and they would be able to go in warrantlessly. And they just keep expanding and expanding on their powers. Now, we already knew they were doing this behind closed doors because of cases like Hepting versus AT&T, where AT&T is openly just copying every single thing you do on the internet, every single thing you do on your phone. We already know they're tracking what we're watching. I mean, it's admitted. How do you think they figured out that the most watched television moment in history was Janet Jackson's, bosom popping out over at the Super Bowl? So, you know, this is just a long time coming. Now they're just announcing it. But as they announce it, Bob, Obama always pulls back and say, oh, we're not going to infringe on your civil liberties. Oh, we're not going to be spying on you. We're just creating a smart grid where all your medical information will be databased and electronic, and we'll have a GPS of your home. And, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, figure out how much carbon you're using so we can start this new carbon credit system of ours. I mean, it's complete insanity.
You know, with the carbon credits, they're trying to fast track that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Pelosi right now was just over at China talking about how they need to help us in this climate change. And meanwhile, she's there. She can't help but make this quote. We have so much room for improvement, she said. Every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory. Right there coming out and saying every aspect of everybody's lives must be inventoried. I mean, we are really turning into this is fast track stuff with Sotomayor coming in, for instance, Bob. This woman looks like she's going to bring in the North American Union. She's a council member of La Raza. She's openly made racist statements, and she's openly a gun grabber. I mean, again, she wrote the book Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture, where she argues that the Second Amendment actually ensures that most citizens cannot have guns. It says only military. Let me read the quote. In this text, the student Sotomayor explained that the Second Amendment to the Constitution did not actually afford individual citizens the right to bear arms, but only duly confirmed organizations like the military. Instead of making guns illegal, she argues they have been illegal for individuals to own since the passing of the Bill of Rights. I mean, talk about a nightmare.
Now, that's an aggressive challenge, and that's one of the things that are used in Cywar. This woman's been trained in Psywar. Either that or somebody else wrote the statement.
Well, she wrote a whole book on it. I mean, this is psychological warfare on the American populace and really the world populace. And the Orwellian doublespeak that is taking place just in the past few months has been incredible. We now have Army generals saying, oh, we may need to be in Iraq for another 10 years. Well, if anybody's been paying attention, of course they're going to say that. More with Bob Chapman on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To talk about. I mean, they are really fast tracking this quote-unquote smart grid, and the only one it's smart for is for the elites who are trying to enslave us. I mean, so much to go over just in the past week, Bob. I want to get your take on so many things. I mean, what did you think about this private meeting of Rockefeller and Oprah and Bill Gates, and I believe Ted Turner was there as well, and then they said, oh, we had to deal with some population issues. I mean, outside of the Bilderberg group, I mean, it's getting pretty creepy.
Well, I think what they was telling some of these people is the dollar's going down, the economy's in serious trouble, and this thing's going to go upside down. Tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster, my first paragraph reflects in that. I think something tremendous is coming down in the next 4 months, maybe five, but and it's hard to do timing on this kind of thing. Because, you know, we're not on the inside. We're backing in the back door trying to find out what they're doing all the time. And so, you know, we just don't have access to the halls of power, so to speak. But there's something big coming. You know, I notice a number of police agencies getting 200 or 300 or 500 AR-15s. I got a piece out of the Boston Globe this morning. You know, this is Boston and the surrounding area is heavily populated.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there was a riot or a bank robbery or something like that, there's no need to have a penetrating weapon like that inside the city. And usually all cities today have SWAT teams. So there's no reason for these guys, 2,000 or 200 or whatever it is, to be running around the streets of Boston or any other city with AR-15s. It's as simple as that.
Well, I have to agree with you. And it's
syndrome.
Well, it's step by step. You know, they first do it in New York City subways to protect us from terror after 9/11. Now the terrorists are us, and they're saying, oh, look at these guys, these four, you know, illiterate, literal retard criminals who couldn't even get guns, let alone make bombs or have any connections to any jihadist movement outside of the FBI agent who provocateured the whole thing. Oh, they were going to blow up synagogues, terrorism in America. Meanwhile, DHS is now going to be amalgamated into the NSA openly. It really already was part of the national security apparatus. But you have to know, all these extremist reports, all these terrorist reports, they are getting ready and building the infrastructure to target the dissenters in this country and throughout the world.
Well, it was one of the reasons that I moved out of the country. I can keep on functioning as long as the stations are up, but I can keep on publishing indefinitely.
Well, why don't you tell people about the website? Why don't you tell people about the website, Bob, and where they can get this information?
Well, the website is the internationalforecaster.com, and I'll repeat that, the international, forecaster.com. And you can also go to get a free introductory copy to 877-479-8178. That's toll free, 877-479-8178. We have a hard copy twice a month. Twice a week we have an email copy, and we talk about business, finance, economic, social, political issues all over the world. And I think it's very, very important, particularly to get the copy of the one that's coming out tomorrow, because I explained to people where we're headed here. And believe me, unfortunately, I've been right about 98% of the time for 20 years and even more so for the last 10 years. And what's coming is going to be bad. And we're talking about it here in the program right now. This is what these people are preparing for. This is what this Rockefeller Gates meeting was all about. As far as the visible members of the Illuminati, the Rockefeller family is right up there in the top, and at least in the United States. Mm-hmm. And when he has a meeting at 93 years old, you know it's important. He was over at the Bilderberg meeting, and that meeting took place right afterwards. So he was filling them in what went on over in Greece, is my assumption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably what's going down.
Totally, totally evil.
I'm with you, Bob. Why don't we talk about, you know, the precious metals market? Because gold has shot up in the last couple of weeks. Silver's gone up. Basically, it seems like people are getting hip to the fact that this is a way to sustain your wealth and actually have money after this big collapse. I mean, how much more do you need to explain people that when I was listening to Alex Jones back in 2003, gold was going from somewhere between 275 and 330 an ounce, and now you can't get it for, you know, less than 880 to 1100 an ounce if you were to buy it on, you know, eBay or just one piece. I mean, that's an amazing investment, and it's not really that gold has tripled in price. It's that the dollar has really fallen, you know, by 60%+.
No, that's correct. And, you know, it is very difficult to get coins, whether silver or gold, outside the United States. There's been a big increase in Europe in the purchases. They are available, but there are waiting times, and they're going to get even more difficult to get in the future. And I know that Central and South America, Mexico, it's almost impossible to get coins. I mean, that is a true statement, believe me. And the Chinese have picked up on their buying. The Indians have dropped off, but they usually buy jewelry. That's their method of accumulating gold, mm-hmm. which is usually 24 karat. And so what they really do is buying bullion. I guess they really want to wear it around. I wouldn't want to wear that much bullion around the streets. But anyway, I'm sure that there are people in India who are dishonest or criminals. But anyway, we're looking at, as we were here last Friday, and I said the HUI, which is an index of non-hedged stocks in gold and silver, and the silver and the gold charts showed reverse head and shoulders. And not to go in and explain what that is to you. Mm-hmm. It means once the right-hand shoulder of a reverse head and shoulders is completed, whatever is on the right-hand shoulder, whether it be gold, silver, the HUI, whatever, it takes off like a scared rabbit. And we're on the verge of that right now. A break over 1,035 intraday will take gold to new highs, and silver will go with it. In fact, silver's been leading the pack. Mm-hmm. And they're strong again today. The gold and silver stocks have been very strong. And we have an awful lot of very, very happy subscribers, I'm happy to say. But
well, it is unfortunate that they're becoming happy, because the economy is only worsening and worsening, and now, you know, GM is going to be bankrupt. And I mean, the economy in the United States is just on such a downward spiral. Meanwhile, they're saying, oh, it's getting better. I've actually seen reports that the recession is going to end in the next 6 to 12 months. Meanwhile, it's only going to get worse. It's continually gotten worse over the past 8 years, Bob.
Yeah, the June month is trading at 977, and we've got about a 1555 on silver right now in the outside months, which are June and July. And those are the more active months. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of things I could tell you about this. Number one, the fundamentals go stronger every day in both metals. And then there's the shortages in coins. We're looking at a collapsing dollar. The dollar's down like 1.40 on the USDX today at around 79.40. And we called the top on at 85.50. We called the top about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. The dollar's headed down. We called the breakdown in the bond market at the beginning of the year. We thought it would happen at the end of this year. It happened already. And the bond market is broken down in the long end, which is the 10-year notes and the 30-year bonds. And incidentally, the government's raising $1 trillion this week. And I can assure you the Fed is in there buying, which is monetization, which is very inflationary. And the yield, when we made the prediction, was 2.35%. The yield has now gone up to 3.74%, mm-hmm. headed to 4% and higher. And that means that mortgages that have been able to be procured between 4.5% and 4.875% are now at 5%, and will probably go somewhere in the 5.375%, 5.5% area, disqualifying a whole slew of buyers. And what's going on in the bond market is devastating. It's 10 times bigger than the stock market. And the only reason the stock market hasn't come down to 6,600 in the Dow again from 84 with a high of 8,600, the only reason it's not down is the United States government is keeping it up. Mm-hmm. They're manipulating it.
So and, what do you know, think is... What
Jason,
do you think is,
I've been yeah. doing... Listen to this. I've been doing 35 programs a week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Getting the word out on this, especially on the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul's bill. And there is no end of the stations in ABC, NBC, Fox that want me on their programs. And I encounter these hosts, and they know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And they just wanted me to come by and tell the people, as long as they didn't have to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, you know what? They're cowering. They don't want to lose their job. They want to, you know, feel like they're towing the party line because they're afraid that if they speak out too much, they're going to be the next ones on the unemployment line. I want to get into the Federal Reserve would serve as risk regulator under the Obama plan. Let's abolish the SEC and let the Federal Reserve serve as an all-seeing regulator to detect activities. Complete insanity while other nations drop the dollar as its reserve currency. Back after this, it's the Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
So much going on, especially today with the announcement of Internet 2, the cybersecurity coordinator, another department of pure bureaucracy and tyranny, really, in this country, just outwardly coming out. We've got City Year as the new fascist youth brigade and literal fascist and Nazi colors of red, white, and black in military marches while they sell you on Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Jack Kennedy, Mother Teresa. And then they amalgamate that into, you know, the I am change Obama rhetoric. Is he the next Lord and Savior? Well, that's what they want you to believe. We're going to take your calls for Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment, but I want to get Bob's take on, you know, them giving further powers to the Federal Reserve. The Obama administration is proposing that the U.S. Federal Reserve serve as an all-seeing regulator to detect activities that could pose risks to the entire financial system. So our Lord bankers are going to regulate themselves. Meanwhile, they're the ones that are bringing this crisis in, Bob.
Well, that's a true statement. And they've been looting America since 1913. They're all criminals. They all should be in jail. They're all working on inside information, and they have been a disaster as far as eliminating panics, recessions, and depressions. Ron Paul's Bill 1207, 179 co-sponsors, incredible. I think we can get it passed, but you got to do your part. You got to get on and contact every congressman, those who have approved it as co-sponsors. You thank them, the others who haven't. Tell them you want them to. Tell you want them out, all of them you want it out of committee. You want it voted on and passed so we can go over to the Senate with it. It's the most important piece of legislation in the past 96 years. Very important. And if we can get that passed, we can stop them at the pass. The next thing after that we want is legislation on trade. We want tariffs on goods and services. Now, the Chinese think they got problems now. They're going to have even bigger problems if we can get those two pieces of legislation passed. And if we can do that, we can survive. If we don't, you're going to see it in the streets. You were talking about gold before, mm-hmm. and I'm cutting back in a way because I want to read you something. This is the first paragraph in tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster. What we are about to tell you may be the most important information that we have imparted in almost 50 years. Something very bad is looming. We don't know the exact configuration yet, but we think the key is the collapse of the dollar, which will send gold and silver to considerably higher prices. These events could unfold over the next 2 to 4 months. There could be devaluation and default of the U.S. dollar and American debt. You must have at least 6 months' supply of freeze-dried dehydrated foods, a water filter, for brackish water and assault weapons with plenty of ammo and clips. You should put as much of your wealth as you can in gold and silver coins and shares. You should not own any stocks in the stock market except gold and silver shares. You should not own bonds, the exception being Canadian securities. You should not own CDs, cash life, cash value life insurance policies, and annuities. And needless to say, except for your home, you should be totally out of real estate, residential and commercial, because it will remain illiquid for many years to come. Continue to pay your normal debts down because you do not know how they will be treated when we arrive at devaluation and default. We certainly do not want to have to tell you this, but the way things are shaping up, it doesn't look good. As we write this, the dollar is breaking 80 on the USDX, interest rates are climbing and have broken out to the upside, gold and silver are poised to break into new high territory, and the stock market is preparing to retest 6,600 on a Dow. You have been warned. Act accordingly.
Bob, I mean, it is just out of control when nations are openly now dumping the dollar. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Apparently, Russia has now dropped the dollar as its world reserve currency. They're using, I think, rubles. Brazil has talked about doing so. China has talked about doing so. I mean, when is the dollar going to be completely dumped? You talked about an event possibly in the next 4 to 5 months, which will be horrific for this country. But it's something that really does seem imminent.
Well, that's true. All the signs are there. I was looking at Naomi Wolf's stuff, and of course she's a writer, mm-hmm. and you know, she's generally speaking from the left side of the perspective, but it doesn't make any difference. What she's saying is true, and you know, the 90-year-old that she quotes in one of her deliveries, said the same thing happened in Germany in the 30s. And get the message, everybody, because that's where we're headed.
Yeah, her film is called The End of America. She's been on this program and my program as well. I really like Naomi Wolf's stuff. We'll be back after this, taking your calls with Bob Chapman. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Hard to cut off Johnny Cash.
Go tell that long time.
Singing tunes as true as that. We're with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment, but I want to thank one of our sponsors, EcolaBlue.com. EcolaBlue.com. It's an atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store, which the majority of us do now because, you know, there's fluoride and every other thing in tap water. The number is 1-800-691-6043. It's pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in your air. That's right. You don't hook this up to a faucet. It's pretty amazing. It's delicious water. We have it in the office. Really love EcolaBlue.com. EcolaBlue.com. 1-800-691-6043. So, Bob, what happens when and just nations just lockstep start dropping the dollar. I mean, are we going to see wheelbarrow money? Are we going to see a restructuring of our currencies? Is this the birth of the Amero or whatever they want to call it? Is this the birth of the North American Union?
Well, I think they've got too much trouble to try to implement a North American Union at this time. I don't think they'll go to an Amero at this time either. It just doesn't figure. What they would do is devalue the dollar, and I think if they did that, everybody else would devalue at the same time, because everybody else has got the same problems. I mean, they've all been, and we're talking the G20 especially, they've all been doing the same thing the Fed has been doing to varying degrees, increasing money supply and monetizing England, even Switzerland. And the European Central Bank, they're all doing it. And so I think with a devaluation, it would be simultaneous. And I believe that they would figure out a default system and try to do away with the problem that they've got. But in the process of doing that, I would think that they would continue to hold the dollar and then go to a international currency. I think it's too difficult for them to try to go directly from all currencies to one currency or even three currencies, and they would have to have gold backing or some kind of a commodity backing and probably a gold backing, because nobody's going to accept it. They're going to barter, mm-hmm. whether it's goods or whether it's gold for something else or whatever. And, you know, if you look at what went on last week, at the Bilderberger meeting, they said, it's getting out of control. We got to bring this thing to a halt. We're going to lose control completely. Well, I got news for them. They already lost control completely. You know, we're only a step away from getting that legislation, 1207, passed in the House of Representatives to audit the Fed, the first move. Mm-hmm. And that audit would be completed next year. And also, there's a companion bill to do away with the Fed. And as soon as the people found out what they were doing, which would happen during next year, they'd say, no, we don't want that anymore. We want the Treasury to handle it. At least there's transparency. And that's where I think that's headed. But as far as currencies are concerned, it's a hard one to call. But my guess is that it would be an international effort, and everybody would do it together. And I think that the U.S. might do a 1 for 10, one new dollar for 10 old ones. And that's what I see coming.
Well, that alone will really hurt this economy in ways that are unimaginable. Let's jump to the phone lines. Laura in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason and Bob. This is Laura from Michigan. I wanted to talk to you just a little bit about how these things are encroaching upon our freedoms, and it's quite systematic. Mm-hmm. However, I see a great positive that a tipping point is going to come in the awareness of the American people. We see the Tea Parties rising in response to pretty much aggressive economic action. Mm-hmm. And we really do see the surveillance state rising. Mm-hmm. And seeking to encroach upon our freedoms there, and they're building.
Let me just stop you. I really feel like the Tea Parties themselves were totally and completely co-opted by the mainstream media, and especially Fox News with their Glenn Beck worship and their Sean Hannity worship. And I went to them this year, and although there were more people there, and yeah, there were some people that were into the real issues, there were other people, the majority of people there to worship Glenn Beck, deny FEMA camps, and not see the bigger picture, and say Obama's bringing in socialism. Obama's bringing in socialism. Obama's not bringing in anything but an elitist agenda. This guy is a puppet that reads a teleprompter, and he's a good orator. He's a good mind. Don't get me wrong. He's a great think tanker, but he doesn't set the policy. He reads off a script. Continue.
I agree with you, Jason. I think you're right on, and I think it's a beginning of awareness, but it is literally the people stepping up to the plate saying, we're not going to take this anymore. And so to see that kind of activity as the surveillance state, then they see the surveillance state beginning to encroach upon them, and this infrastructure, the DHS is literally, and NSA, FEMA, they're literally building the infrastructure of a police state. If we took the control grid of what they're building and we compared it to China or North Vietnam, it is the same grid. They are the same power structures. They're a little bit beyond our perception. They have not surface completely. But I believe that they are going to obviously continue encroaching, and they're going to reach a tipping point.
Well, Laura, today was a big day. Let me say that. I mean, if they pass the Cyberbullying Act or the Cybersecurity Act, and I thank you for the call, maybe that will be the tipping point. But I think that this announcement, this speech, which we're finalizing right now, and we're going to play in the next hour along with this Alex Jones clip coming up, and we're going to analyze what Obama had to say. I mean, this should be the tipping point. They're announcing a smart grid. They're announcing that your digital records are going to, your medical records are going to be digitized and databased. They are announcing Internet 2.0. They're announcing a cybersecurity coordinator. They're announcing that they're going after quote unquote hacktivists and people who are anti-technology. I mean, this is it, Bob.
Absolutely. This is it. This is the move, the beginning of the brown shirt type, which is from the 1930s, which today, unfortunately, is local law enforcement that's being co-opted into a federalization process. Mm-hmm. And I have a letter to myself that came by email this week from someone who was in applying for police work, and he was in a room, and in the next room there were three people, two of whom were from Homeland Security, who were discussing with the chief of police in that particular city, and I don't even know what city it was, that the police forces should be federalized. And so this is aggressively going out there. And so we're going to have that sort of thing running around. We're going to have the Obama version of Hitler-Junger running around, and we're going to be beset by tremendous propaganda. And so this is the path they're taking. And, of course, as you said, people like you and I are going to be taken off the airways if they can possibly do that.
Yeah, and that's really what it seems like they're gunning for. Let's go to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the line.
Hey, guys. Hey, Don.
All right.
Hey, in any case, sitting here listening to this thing on CNBC. Hey, you know, I thought it was very interesting when Obama announced that earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he sits there and says, you know, as I look at things two-sided. You know, he sits there and he says, we're not, he said literally that we are not issuing a dictatorship. Well, it's like, yes, you are. When you talk about the cybersecurity thing.
Yeah.
Okay? And no, we're not going to be spying on you. We're not going to be, you know, usurping your First Amendment rights. And I'm actually going, he's saying, no, we aren't. But on the other hand, it's like, yes, we are.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, when he says that they're not going to be, yeah, it's absolute doublespeak. Listen, he gives out the whole agenda, and then at the very end, let me be clear about what we're not doing. We're not going to be spying on the American people. Meanwhile, I play the clip that this has already been embedded before his administration. What was it? It's the AT&T case. Hepting versus AT&T. We play the clip where they already have the secret room, where they're already databasing 99.9% of your communications through AT&T, whether you use them as a service or not. This is just one small incident, one small case, and the media doesn't even touch it. And like I said, the cybersecurity chief, because they had a precursor to this organization that they're now restructuring to take even more control away from the American people and the private sector, he resigned because of concerns about, what is it, civil liberty groups and opposing giving control to the U.S. spying agencies. I mean, privacy issues. And this is off of MSNBC.com. This isn't going to be in any headlines. This is in the back of the paper, if that, and it's in one obscure article off of MSNBC.com. Where is the fair and accurate press that the government portrays? Oh, the liberal media. Oh, the conservative media. It's all WWE politics, and it makes me sick.
It's disgusting. Yep. Hey, I just want to ask you one other thing. There was a, I sent you guys an article to Rob D that was in this last week's issue of The Economist. It was pretty interesting. It was pertaining to the fact that the Saudis and the Chinese, what they're doing is they're out there buying up all the farmland or buying up land, you know, across the world with the intent of sitting there saying that they're going to do it for farming purposes. But what I thought was very interesting was one of the groups that was in there was the Bin Laden group. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I have to check it out. I don't really know about that. Have you heard about that, Bob? And I thank you for the call.
No, I haven't heard about that, but it's natural. Mm-hmm. The Bin Laden group is has been partners with the Bushes for many, many years, and they financed some of their companies in Texas as well. And that's why Osmo was chosen by the CIA as one of their chief operatives back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. I was writing about him in the early 80s, and nobody knew about him until
the mainstream media jumped on in the 90s. I forget what his name is, but yeah, he was an NBC reporter. He had a glass.
In public, mm-hmm. the first one who mentioned him was Ollie North.
Okay, gotcha.
At the Senate hearings mm-hmm. on why he did what he did. Mm-hmm. But to flip back there for a sec and comment on what Obama had to say, what Obama was doing, and this is a method of selling, what Obama was doing was answering the objections before they come. Mm-hmm. He was pre-answering the objections of the public. We're not going to do this. So this is we're doing this for another reason, those terrible terrorists, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is not directed at you, so don't think that it is. He's answering the objection before it happens.
Yeah, kind of like preemptive detention that he keeps talking about. I mean,
exactly.
It's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible to me. Now, what's your take on the Supreme Court ruling that just happened on Tuesday where they're saying, well, we can interrogate people without a lawyer, but we're not overturning the fact that you can have a lawyer when we interrogate you? It's complete doublespeak, number one. Number two, it was, you know, 5-4. It's never 6-3 or 7-2 or 9-0. They really make it out to be, oh, your civil liberties just... you lost them by a hair, and really this is a debatable issue. But in certain circumstances now, they're going to be able to interrogate people without a lawyer. Well, certain circumstances mean any circumstances that the police or the authorities want to present to a judge, Bob.
Well, what happens when you say, no, you can't interrogate me, I won't answer any questions?
Well, I guess they can have more aggressive interrogations. You know what can happen in a closed room. You might slip. You might hurt yourself. And, you know, they might be able to get a confession out of you. And then you can later say, well, I didn't have my lawyer present. And apparently they can just throw that out now. You can go check out the decision yourself. It is littered with double
speak. I want to say this. If they start that, I wouldn't give 2 cents for anybody in law enforcement in the United States. Mm-hmm. Because what's going to happen is they're going to beat somebody and throw them to the ground and break their collarbone or something like that. And the cops that did it, people are going to come up behind them in the middle of the night and shoot them in the back of the head. That's going to happen.
Excuse me. Let me just read you what it says. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects' questioning. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that police, under certain circumstances, can initiate an interrogation of a suspect without the defendant's lawyer being present. By a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority overruled a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney at an arraignment or similar proceeding. So here it's really just saying right there, even if he asks for a lawyer, we can still interrogate him. The 1986 decision held that once a defendant invoked the right to counsel, only a suspect and not the police can initiate the contact. Now here's where the doublespeak kicks in. The ruling was the latest in a recent string by conservative justices expanding the power of police to question suspects. But it does not change the landmark 1966 ruling barring the police from questioning a suspect who invokes the right to remain silent or have a lawyer present. So again, total Orwellian doublespeak.
And they beat you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I read it, Bob. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm delusional.
But,
you know,
a lot of people are going to get beaten. Men and women both.
Well, it's already happening.
Ready for it. You live the, you know, the Nazis did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a democracy. Adolf Hitler was elected. His party was. They won 82% of the vote.
That is correct. A lot of people don't see that.
People don't know what they're getting themselves into here. And I'll tell you, law enforcement, and I know you're listening, don't do it.
I got to agree with you. The website is theinternationalforecaster.com. Let's go to Gary in New York. Gary, on the line.
Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
All right.
Good. Well, you know, one thing that worries me about what you and Alex does is that, you know, like with the Obama deception, I mean, how many movies did you guys make about Bush? You know, I mean, Obama has been in office for how long? And you got like
Are
one
you kidding
movie?
Me? Is that a joke? How many movies did we make about Bush? I mean, really, is that some kind of a sick and twisted joke?
You have one movie that's called the frickin' Bush Deception.
Hold on. I mean, look at American Dictators. It follows the entire 2004 election where we gun after both John Kerry and George Bush for 90 minutes. What are you talking about? Hold on. The Road to Tyranny 2002 is a scathing movie on the Bush administration. 2004's Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. The 9/11 Chronicles is very critical of the Bush administration. Bush was so outwardly evil, and they didn't promote him as a character with a halo over his head to become the world president. They didn't say that he was change, okay? He was a party line politician that in 2000, wait a minute, I think it was in 99, Alex Jones confronted him when he was the governor of Texas. It was one of the most viral videos before YouTube even ever existed. You know, I mean, that comment, Endgame goes after the Bush administration. I mean, how many movies do we have to make? I mean, obviously I made Loose Change, Second Edition, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies. I mean, Fabled Enemies, Bush administration, Bush 1 administration. Unforgiving. Like, hold over. I mean, the things you're saying are just so outwardly ludicrous. I don't know if you have a leg to stand on, sir. Just because Bush isn't in the title, he's on the cover of some of these things. He's in the background. He's mentioned in the Bohemian Grove video. Back with Bob Chapman and calls after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution. Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
All back, final segment with Bob Chapman, and I guess that Gary dropped off. I mean, he doesn't have a leg to stand on, folks. Let me just go through the stack of movies right in front here. American Dictators has Bush on the back cover. Goes after John Kerry. Right in the very beginning of the Obama deception, we expose George W. Bush and his administration as well. It's not about left or right. It's about the Obama worship that's out there. We're trying to bring the left in to awaken them that they've drank the Kool-Aid. Dark Secrets and Bohemian Grove. Both Bush boys are in the background from their little pose over at the Bohemian Grove Club out of their own annal, which is right to the left of me. There's Bush again on Matrix of Evil. All these available at Infowars.com, where you can see them for a very small fee, becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber in the highest of qualities. Right here, Road to Tyranny. Oh, Gary is back. I mean, Gary, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, right here, I've got four movies in front of me. I just can't even believe the statement. Go ahead.
Named Bush anything.
What's that?
Are any of those movies named Bush anything?
Again, Bush, listen, they didn't sell Bush posters at Walmart. There aren't Bush t-shirts in hipster stores and hip-hop shops that people are worshiping. Now, he didn't start a civil service corps with the term I am change. I mean, the Obama worship is off the hook, but every single commercial for these, every cover has Bush on it. You know what? You want to hold over till the top of the hour. I'll take you to task, but I got to finish up with Bob Chapman. I mean, Bob, it's ludicrous to say that this office hasn't gone after the Bush administration. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And, these sort of things happen with people who are set in their ways.
Yeah, I mean, to think that, you know, oh, you're going. Look, the Obama administration is awful. What are you talking about, sir? They came out in the very beginning. They said, we're anti-war. In 2006, people fell for, oh, the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. They're going to hold the Bush administration's feet to the fire. They're going to go after him as war criminals. Didn't happen. Somebody on the left actually woke up. Her name was Cindy Sheehan. She tried to take that congressional seat away from Pelosi. But then the mainstream media immediately turned on her when she went away from this conservative, liberal, left-right spectrum that doesn't exist. It's imaginary, sir. It's there to control you. I mean, if you're a leftist, you're out of your mind. If you're a far right guy, you're out of your mind. You should be a constitutionalist. You should be for individual freedoms. I mean, this blows my mind. I mean, the Obama administration is now going to be in Iraq publicly until the end of 2011 with 50,000 quote-unquote non-combat troops. There's zero plan to get out of Afghanistan. We've redistributed forces there. I mean, they want to build a Eurasian Union. That's part of it. The Middle East is a big target. And this administration is going to stay in the Middle East militarily as long as it possibly can. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Absolutely. It's a geopolitical situation as well as one in protecting the oil. So the oil will flow to America and to Europe. And the United States government and American oil companies won't have to access the tremendous amounts of oil that they have in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it's just still blowing my mind. Why don't you give out the website one more time and tell people where they can get gold and silver to really protect themselves as it shoots up, before it's too late, before the collapse of the dollar, before you don't have anything, before you don't have a home, before your pension's completely gone, before you can't afford your car payments. Go ahead, Bob.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-479-8178, 877-479-8178.
Thank you so much, Bob. I mean, the Obama deception itself is really not that much about Obama. It gives a short history, but it's about the people behind Obama, the people behind Obama's administration, the people behind the policies that this administration that's really just being puppeted by elites is promoting. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we're going to take them to task.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today
and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back. And we're going to give this guy a say in this segment, but, it's just a ludicrous argument. Again, if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv right now, who's on the back cover? Oh, that's Bin Laden and Bush. Oh, it's Matrix of Evil. Who's on the cover? Oh, well, that's George Bush right there. Oh, who's on Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove? It's both George Bushes. Oh, who's on American Dictators? And by the way, John Kerry, a little puppet, is in the background as well. But this is a papier-mâché of Bush with devil horns on him. That's not as provocative as having Obama in the title or Bush in the title. No, we don't have any films with quote-unquote Bush in the title, but that's because it isn't the Bush deception. They didn't sell us on George Bush. You know, they sold us a close election between him and Gore, and then a supposed close election between him and his cousin on both sides, third on one side, eighth on the other, John Kerry. Go ahead, Gary. You still there? Gary dropped. Oh, you drop off. I'm going to give you the chance to spew your lies and hate, and you can't even hang with the big boys. I feel bad for you. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to play this SeaWorld clip of Alex Jones really exposing the biometric smart grid, cashless society control grid agenda. I'm pretty sure he talks about DHS in this. It's been years and years and years since I've actually viewed it, but this is why you want a PrisonPlanet.tv subscription. Number one, you get all the movies I just talked about and so much more. I got the 9/11 Chronicles over here as well. Number two, you get to see some of this great stuff. Alex Jones has been doing this for well over 10 years, and his library of work is really just, it's inconceivable. It's unmatched. He has done so much with so little and expanded so much in such a little amount of time. I don't think people realize how hard this is to do. What a difficult job this can be. How trying it is. Especially when you have people like that. I don't like the way you named your movie. Well, I don't think that millions of people would have gone out and seen it if it wasn't called the quote unquote Obama deception or gotten over the left-right paradigm. I think it was a genius name, and that's why we have military members from the United States calling us from Japan telling it woke them up. And all over the world, in fact. And that's why it has millions of views with multiple copies on the internet. All right, let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on the line. Yes, Terry.
Hey, listen, you get a chance after the program, go to chick.com, like the baby chicken, chick.com, mm-hmm. and read the story. 7-part story of Father, the ex-Jesuit priest, Father Alberto Rivera. If you really want to know the truth and who,
all right, thank you so much, sir. Let's go to it's just another guy trying, in imaginary world trying to bash us. We have real experts on about the Vatican last week, and that's not good enough. We talk about angels and demons, but people want to say that Alex Jones is some kind of a Jesuit assassin. People want to say I'm some kind of a Mossad operative and that we're disinformation agents that are out to keep the truth from you. Ooh, the Council for National Policy that was made in the 80s is setting up everything. No, they're just another think tank organization who I don't tend to agree with that also fund black operations that are part of the bigger octopus or picture, just like the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, just like the Mossad and Israel, just like Pakistan and the ISI. They all have their compartmentalized role. People are just you know, just so overtly ignorant, and they really want to lead other people into the wrong path. They don't want to lead you towards the apex of the pyramid. They want to lead you to lower rungs of the pyramid so that you really lose sight and you start infighting and attacking other people. It's out of control. And they want to call this show up, you know, while I'm hosting it to try to take advantage of the fact that Alex isn't here. I mean, you want to see the truth right now. You go here. I know everything. Look, we're not perfect here. We report as much as we possibly can with a short level staff. I mean, how many websites do we have to put up? How many movies do we have to make? You know, we should be judged by the fruits of our labor, by the content of our character. But no, people just want a gun for us because we're number one in the alternative media. Join the info war. Get to prisonplanet.tv. Get a membership right now. Back after this with Alex Jones, Biometric SeaWorld.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Is the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go to DP, John, Chris, Steven, Freeburger, and others. It's the Alex Jones Show. I want to thank one more sponsor for the day. It's eCigarettesChoice.com. That's eCigarettesChoice.com. So what is an e-cigarette? It's an electronic cigarette. It's what I'm holding in my hand right here on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're trying to quit smoking, this is a great alternative. It's not a patch. It actually is nicotine. It gives you that oral fixation that you really crave, and you can do it indoors. So if you're looking not to quit smoking, but just be able to get that nicotine buzz in a bar or a restaurant, check it out. This is how it actually works. You just simply and blow out. It's that simple. It's got a little cartridge on the back. It's really neat. There are different models. There's the e-cigarette mini like this that really look like a cigarette. Then there's the Hunter Thompson Gonzo style, if you will. It's eCigarettesChoice.com. Go check it out. It's a really cool product, especially if you're trying to quit smoking or, again, just trying to smoke indoors without having to go into the freezing cold or the bitter heat. All right, we are about to play this Blast from the Past segment. It's somewhere over on PrisonPlanet.tv, I think. I don't know, buried in the archive somewhere. We were able to pull it up, and it is the biometric SeaWorld clip of Alex Jones, and it is money from start to finish. Hit it.
SeaWorld in San Antonio, Texas, owned by Anheuser-Busch. Biometrically scanning those that enter the park for absolutely no reason. It was a photo ID, but now you've got to scan biometrically. And big corporations have lined up to sell biometrics and RFID to the population in preparation of the new national sales tax, new international taxes, and to track and trace everything we buy, sell, and do, which they publicly admitted in the Total Information Awareness Network. That, by the way, was not canceled when they fired Admiral Poindexter. They just changed the name. So, again, you can't even go to SeaWorld without biometrically scanning now. It's disgusting. From grocery stores to your banks to ATMs, it's going in everywhere. School children have to thumb scan to get their school lunches, have to thumb scan to get on school buses in many school districts around the country. And I was just curious... curious about these scanners. What's going on with those?
There.
Well, just tell me then.
What they are is they scan, it's for the season pass holders. They scan their hands, and a 3D digital picture.
But why wouldn't they just look at the picture of the person? Why would you?
The new cards don't have it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going away from somebody just looking at your picture to scanning your scanner.
And if you don't want to do that, you have to show us your ID to prove that it's you.
Yeah. And plus you're biometrically scanned to do that. You know the grocery stores are putting these in. What do you think of all this?
I'm a retard.
So you're,
so
you're taking your pictures off the card
and taking a 3D picture of your hand.
And putting a hand scanner on there.
Yes.
Doesn't that kind of spread germs to do that?
We have hand scanners if anybody wants.
Ah, it's all been thought of. Very interesting system. So it's biometric.
Okay. I'm not sure. I was told how to use it.
What do they tell you about it?
You have to scan your hand with a 3D digital picture, and the person will do it twice, the first time they come in, and then once every other time after that to validate them.
And then it instantly identifies them?
Yes.
It's normally hooked up and working, though.
Yes.
Why isn't it on today?
It is on today.
It's working today.
Oh, really?
It's working right now.
Oh, really?
Do you have a season pass?
Yes, I do.
And when it only works with the season pass holders because the new season pass don't have a picture on it. It has.
I noticed that, but when I came through, they said, oh, it's raining. You don't have to do it.
That's what they had told us to cover them from the beginning.
Oh, they told you to cover them at first?
They told us, but now they tell us to let them open.
Let them open. How long have you been using these?
It just started this year.
It just started. When did the new season start?
March 6th.
Do people like it?
So far, yes.
But you said some people don't.
Some people don't want to use it because of germs and everything.
Ah. All right. Well, very interesting. Thank you. So this is the new system to get into the park?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So this is the new biometric system. What does it say on the screen when it shows they're a good citizen?
It says accepted.
That
means that you can come back. You can come into the park.
Now let me bring this up to you guys. All over the country, grocery stores, banks, everybody are putting these in.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
HEB in Austin and HEB in Houston is starting to put it in some of their stores.
I didn't know that.
But I've read the federal documents where they say that you're going to have to thumb scan or biometrically scan to buy or sell anything. Oh, you've heard that?
No, I didn't know that, but I heard that in the news. No, sir, the exit's around the corner. Turn to your left.
So you heard on the news we're going to have to... But that's like Big Brother. But if you're a Christian, you kind of see it as Mark of the Beast type stuff.
Yeah. Can I help you?
No, we're done. I'm waiting for my husband. I need to get through.
Okay.
Have you heard anybody talk about that and say,
It's kind of like Mark of the Beast.
No, there's other people that don't want to do it, so it's I just have to.
Oh, they don't tell you why they don't want to do it.
Yeah, they don't tell me why they don't want to do it. They just say that they don't.
What percentage? Like 1 out of 10 doesn't want to do it, or how many?
No, it's really like 1 out of 10. Everybody else does it because it's like, wow, it's something different, you know.
Oh, it's like a new technology. Woo!
Oh, look.
It's so easy being a global citizen.
All right, you too.
Sir, do you like the new system?
Yes, sir, I do.
You know, they're going to make you do that to go to the grocery store. I've read the federal plans.
Oh, yeah?
Did you notice that you scan when you got a driver's license?
No.
When you got a driver's license, they need to scan you? Remember putting your finger on the red light?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They've been doing that for 10 years. This is part of a total grid. And I know you love your son here. You need to research biometrics. This is bad news.
All right.
And people need to complain about it, yeah.
About what? What's bad news?
About biometrics. They're going to install a new national sales tax using this. Big corporations have lined up under Homeland Security funding to put the biometrics in to get us to accept it. And so then when you scan your hand, when that happens, when you put your hand on the scanner, you then are being conditioned to be part of the system. So research it. Good talking to you.
All right, let's hit the clip. How much longer was left in that, guys? About a minute left, or not even? Maybe we'll play more of it later. I want to take some more calls, and then at the 30 after, we're actually going to have the writer of this. This latest article. It had about 2-3 minutes left. Well, we might play more of that later. This article on the EMT driver and associate, the other EMT worker who was tending to the sick lady. We're going to get the whole story from the reporter who was on the scene. We've been trying to get the people actually involved. They don't seem to be wanting to come on the radio program. I don't know if they're actually aware of who we are, or they're scared of the media, or they're scared of the repercussions in their town. But we're going to get start to finish what did happen there outside of what you saw on the video. You know, this outrageous, out-of-control cop putting his hands on an EMT worker who's trying to help somebody. I mean, they tried to arrest him. And people, he resisted arrest. Had he not resisted, he would have gone to jail. He didn't go to jail. There's a state law. You know, we didn't read that, I don't think, on air. But he goes, it's a state law. And that's because there is a state law that actually protects paramedics in Oklahoma. A new law in Oklahoma makes it a felony to attack or injure emergency medical technicians, which it should be. Will the law really protect them? In Oklahoma last year, 14 EMSA paramedics were attacked while on the job. 8 of those were in Tulsa and 6 in Oklahoma City. So he immediately says there's a state law. And like I said, he really did keep his cool. Those cops were way, way out of line. You can go see the video over at Infowars.com or my blog, TheInfoWarrior.com. DP in California, you're on the air. Yes, DP.
Thanks, Jason, for taking my call. I was really interested in the clip you showed there at SeaWorld. Mm-hmm. I was not aware that that was in control. I hate to kind of digress, but I need some help on HR 1207. Mm-hmm. The only thing I have is off of governmenttrack.us. Mm-hmm. And in the summary, it says that this act repeals the authority of a comptroller general to carry on an on-site examination of an open insured bank or bank holding company only if the appropriate federal regulatory agency has consented in writing. It retains the authority of the Comptroller General to audit a federal agency. When my friends see this, mm-hmm. is they say, I don't want no part of that if it repeals the authority of the Comptroller General to carry out these on-site. I pretty well understand this, but is there a place that we can go to find a better explanation of exactly?
And the bill you're talking about is the audit the Fed bill, right?
Yes, sir, the 1207. Yeah.
1207. I would go to campaignforliberty.com or ronpaulwarroom.com. I'm sure there's all sorts of things about the intricacies of the bill, you know, how it's going to work and how it's going to enact. I think we've done some stories over at infowars.com as well. I know there are a ton of stories going up every day, and it's very hard to go through all these things. But go check Campaign for Liberty. I'm sure that there's a link that explains the entire bill over there. I thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Yes, John.
Hey, this thing, I was doing some research and I found out that, when governor, he was the governor of Texas, George Bush, that he executed like 150 people.
Yeah, he executed and a bunch of people.
He only, huh?
Yeah, he executed a bunch of people.
Do you know the one? He only commuted one sentence.
Yeah, the what's this? The Matamoros murders? Is that what we're going to get into right here?
No, it was Henry Lee Lucas.
Yeah, Henry Lee Lucas, the Matamoros murders. He was a killer. Yeah, yeah. No, look into it, man. It's spooky stuff. Look, all I'm going to say about that is that there are scattershot reports all over the place implicating that, Bush apparently pardoned Henry Lee Lucas, this multiple murderer, somebody who was in connection with these Brownsville and Matamoros murders, these ritualistic killings. Beyond that, I mean, there aren't a lot of media reports for me to really get into. There's a quote from 2000, which I don't even want to say because it's from one news source, and I'd like to get the video clip before I actually speak about it. But it is interesting. Go check out what I just talked about, my man. We're going to go to Chris, Steven, Freeburger, and others on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show back after this.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind,
we were running against the wind.
And that's what we need to be doing. Because right now, the wind is blowing in a very dangerous direction, folks. And we're going to play more of that biometric clip because he does switch it up from being outside and goes internally. And you really see even more of the biometric equipment they have inside of SeaWorld. It's actually just pretty crazy. But we're also going to really outline this whole Obama speech. I think I started recording maybe 2 or 3 minutes into it. We're going to break it down all in the next hour. Alex Jones coming up at the top of the hour. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to have the person that wrote this article on the EMT being jackbooted, if you will, by the police. Oh, don't try to save that old woman's life. Get in the car. You are under arrest. All right, let's go to, who are we on? We are on, I believe, Chris in Maryland. You're on the air. Chris.
What's going on, Jason?
How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Fort Detrick, Maryland. I'm here in Frederick, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to touch on a couple subjects. I'd say about 10 years ago, I was driving to D.C. I was driving down the main, the interstate, the 495. To come from Frederick to D.C., there's a road called 270, another interstate. And I was observing these boxes on the side of the roads. It looked like readers to read license plates, possibly. I don't know what other identification it was for. But this was, you know, 10-plus years ago. And me being, you know, the paranoid guy that I am, I started to research it, look into it, and I haven't got much out of it. I've actually contacted the State Highway Administration and looked into that, but I haven't got much out of it. And then you guys talking about the grid, I just felt that it probably, being around the nation's capital, that perhaps they have these on I-70, which goes from the east to the west already, and it's been there for maybe much longer than we thought.
Well, I mean, if you go to a place like Virginia, where there is a lot of national security infrastructure and underground bunkers, I mean, there's cameras everywhere on the road, all
right.
over the place. I mean, talk about a grid that's built there. You go to New York City, that same grid is almost in place. You go to the UK, that grid is in place. And now they're militarizing those grids all over. You don't see that grid, for instance, as heavy in a Boston, Massachusetts area, but now they're upping the police force. I mean, those are just precursors to what they want to do to not only the entire nation, but eventually the entire world. And they almost can get around that with the spy satellite technology that they have now. That, I mean, just look at, you know, Google Earth and Google Street View. I mean, you can get pretty nitty gritty with just that technology that's open source. So, I mean, this has been, you know, they've been building the infrastructure for some time. This is just a big coming out party with the Obama administration and his speech today. And again, we're going to analyze that speech in the next hour. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line. Yes, Steven.
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, Jason. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, man, with, some of the calls you've been getting today, I think I figured out what's going on here. See, you know, you're from up north just like I am. And so, you know, Santa Claus in the, you know, the myth about him, he's at the North Pole. So, you know, obviously, you know, Santa Claus, you know, because he's a mythological character and you're from up north too, well, that proves that you're promoting myths, see. And you just don't know what you're talking about. You're just living in a fantasy land, man, you know. And actually what I'm doing is I'm trying to use absurdity to point out absurdity, because what I'm saying makes a whole lot more sense than these people that are calling into you, like this guy earlier, making a big deal about the fact that the name Bush isn't in any of Alex's movies. Now, I want to say this, dude, you need to wake up and get real. I mean, are you blind or just stupid? I've seen just about every one of Alex's movies, and yours as well, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for crying out loud, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that whole thing exposes the fact that the Bush administration was intimately tied in with 9/11 and carrying out that whole thing. So for you to go into stuff like that, here's the bottom line. Okay, Obama deception, and I've called in and mentioned this before, Jason, and you agreed with me. The thrust of that name, what it means is that the Obama deception is getting caught up in this left versus right thing, you know, focusing on the fact that he's a so-called liberal and a leftist and all this other stuff, instead of the fact that the agenda he's pushing, which is he works for the same people that Bush worked for. And the bottom line is this, you need to wake up, because regardless of what's going on, one day, these people that are running things are going to come to your door, and then it's not going to make a difference whose name is on the documentary.
Steven, you're dead on. We'll be back after this with Dave Jordan discussing the EMT and Oklahoma PD. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special.
The Revolution Today.
Oklahoma City NBC affiliate out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Wait, I guess no, he previously worked there. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what the affiliate is here. Yeah. Well, why don't you just, for starters, describe what happened outside of this video. In other words, what have you been able to surmise is the case? I mean, why was this woman going to the hospital? Why were these people pulled over in the first place? What happens before we get to see, I guess, the son take his cell phone camera and start documenting the event?
Okay, well, before I say anything, I have to say that I'm with the CBS affiliate in Oklahoma City, KWTV. Okay. So let's get that out there.
All right.
We got a call on Memorial Day this past Monday from the gentleman who shot that video, Kenyatta Davis. He told me that his mother had suffered heat stroke. His mother lives in the town of Boley, which is in another area of Oklahoma, and every weekend, every year, they have this rodeo that goes on, and he was with his mom, and they attended the rodeo. And he actually lives in Oklahoma City, but he was visiting with his mother, and he stayed the weekend. Well, his mom was doing some work outside of the house and suffered from heat exhaustion, he told me. So they called an ambulance, which was run by they called 911, as you would expect, and the ambulance picked them up from the Creek Nation. It's the Creek Nation, the Indian tribe, which runs the ambulance that services that area. Well, they picked him up, and they picked up his mother, and they were riding to the emergency room in a nearby town called Prague to the hospital. And what happens after that is a matter of debate between the Oklahoma Highway Patrol and the Davis family. But judging from what the Davis family told me, that's all I can pretty much tell you is what they told me. And what
all right, so from the perspective of the Davis family, how does this all occur? I mean, do we have any other eyewitnesses outside of the Davis family?
We did hear from some other eyewitnesses yesterday who pretty much confirmed the Davis family's version of events.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what those events are. They were riding down Highway 62 through a town called Payton. And they were not running hot, as they say. They did not have on their siren. They did not have on their lights. They were just driving down the road, which did not have a lot of traffic and was a winding road, as you would expect on a holiday weekend in a small town. And they said within a matter of seconds, they saw an OHP trooper pull up next to them, just out of nowhere. The OHP trooper, according to the Davis family, was not running his hot either. They had the lights on. They didn't have the sirens on. So this trooper just got in his car, according to the Davises, and drove up to the ambulance. And on their way to a separate call, they were responding to a call of, a stolen car.
Okay.
Then they called for backup, and another ambulance came over. OHP trooper car came over. And they got into an argument because the troopers believed that the ambulance did not yield to them so that they can respond to this call.
Okay.
The ambulance maintained, the paramedic maintained, Paul Frank was the one driving, and he said in a written statement that he did not hear them, and because of the trajectory of the road and how it was winding, he could not see them. He didn't know that they were driving up that quickly until after they had passed him or when they approached him.
Okay.
So had he known that, he would have yielded.
Okay.
Well, the troopers went and dealt with their official business, and once that was concluded, they stayed where they were, and when the ambulance was passing, they stopped them and pulled them over to ticket them for not yielding. The paramedics, the first one they dealt with was Paul, and he pretty much said, well, you know something, let's deal with this at the hospital. I have a patient in the back that is being treated. We need to go to the hospital. He maintains that the trooper in question, his name I believe is Daniel Martin, started yelling and said, you know, get your blank in my vehicle. I'm writing you a ticket now. This is ridiculous. You should have yielded.
Let's stop for a second. This is the driver. This is the older white gentleman with the glasses, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's what he's saying is what happened. Now, Kenyatta Davis was riding in the passenger side of the ambulance and saw all of this happen, saw them yelling and screaming. So he just stayed inside. Well, apparently, the other paramedic, that would be the black gentleman, his name is Maurice White, he came out of the car and said, listen, we have to go and get this patient treated to the hospital. And there was a mini scuffle that occurred, according to OHP and according to him, where they tried to arrest him. And he said, no, you're not arresting me. If you want to take this up, let's go to the hospital. And once we get this patient admitted, then you can do whatever you want to do.
And now this is before the passenger, the son, starts filming at all. There's a scuffle before the filming.
There's a scuffle before the filming that we have not seen that apparently was recorded by dash cam video, which I'll talk about in a few minutes.
Okay.
The driver is still outside the vehicle. Mr. White goes back in and begins working on Kenyatta's mother, you know, trying to get her up to speed. And at that point, Kenyatta comes out of the ambulance to see what's going on, out of the passenger side of the ambulance, to see what's going on. And they told him yet again, you know, we're stopped. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. At that point, he pulls out his phone and he starts to record everything. He does a little introduction on the raw video, which you could probably see. And he says, you know, this is me. OHP just pulled over my mother's ambulance. This is because they said that we didn't pull over as we were trying to get her to the hospital. So I'm just going to record some video of what's going on. So once he recorded the video, that's all the video that you see from that point. That's what we reported. That's what he sent to us. And that's what we reported on. Mm-hmm. And then the ambulance, the OHP trooper tried to arrest Mr. White again for the second time. And that's when the scuffle ensued.
And, you know, in the video, you see Mr. White actually telling Mr. Davis not to get involved.
Right.
Yeah, not to get involved. It seems like he's waiting for cooler heads to prevail just to go. Now, before we get into, you know, what may or may not be on that tape, apparently, from the police cam, isn't there an apparatus out there where these police, instead of pulling over this ambulance, could have contacted the ambulance service or the hospital and asked if they were on call or, you know, if they were on an emergency call? Isn't there something there? Couldn't they have done something else other than pull these guys over in a failure to yield when they didn't apparently even have their sirens on?
Well, anytime there is a situation where an ambulance is responding to something or police officer is responding to something, you can always verify whether there is a call in progress. You know, we may not in the media have that ability, but 911 and other emergency managers can always verify with each other whether there's a call in progress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the failure to yield issue was never disputed by the paramedics. Mm-hmm. The paramedics said, you know, maybe we did fail to yield, but we did not see him. Mm-hmm. Had we seen him, we would have yielded. You know, and they were not denying anything happened. They were not denying that they were trying not to yield, which all both parties would probably doubt. They just wanted the issue handled after the patient was admitted to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it seems like the guy is very frustrated, even in the, you know, 20 or so seconds that he's talking to the officer before the physical altercation actually ensues. And he does try to arrest him. I mean, he literally does say, you're under arrest two or three different times. And it's when he tries to cuff him, you know, the guy again mentions the state law, which we have in front of us. Will EMT law protect paramedics? A new law in Oklahoma makes it a felony to attack or injure emergency medical technicians. But will the law really protect them? I mean, it just seems ludicrous to me that we can't handle this. I mean, if there's anything to handle at the hospital, especially since that's the only EMT in the back with the patient.
Well, I can tell you that this, when we heard about this in the newsroom, you know, we got a call on Monday. And if any of you guys have ever worked in news, you get calls from many people alleging different things. And when you start looking into the story, it's not always as it seems. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the reporters who drew the short straw and was working that Monday on Memorial Day and got the phone call from Mr. Davis, who explained his position and talked about what was going on and talked about what happened. And I told him, well, I'm not going to do the story today because I want to give OHP a chance to respond to this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, that's fine. Just, you know, I'm just going to email you some video. And he did. And I looked at it. And then I looked at it again the next day. And I called him. And his version of events did not change. Now, I contacted OHP. And OHP said that, you know, they referred us to, let me just say, the PIO that I spoke with, the public information officer, told me that there was some dash cam video that had been turned over to the district attorney in the area where this all transpired in Okwuski County.
Mm-hmm.
The assistant district attorney, her name is Maxie Riley. I've been speaking with her for the past couple of days. And the first version that she told me, what she did tell me initially, was that the dash cam video shows Mr. White attacking the trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it recorded everything soup to nuts, and Mr. White could be facing charges, and those charges could come down as early as this week. And I just checked about 6 minutes ago, and she told me there were no charges that were coming down yet. They have not filed. They have not made a decision on whether to file what was going on.
And are we going to be able to see this video? I mean, is it going to be to the point where you have to ask for an FOIA request? Are they going to voluntarily let the public see this? I mean,
well, they said that they are not going to release the video until after it goes to trial or presumably after charges are handed down. So we've been talking back and forth. Mm-hmm. I was told that, you know, that's a decision that will come later on. But, you know, if there's dash cam video that supports the trooper's version of events, then clearly that could go a long way towards seeing what actually transpired.
Well, it really seems to me that if that were the case, we would have seen this trooper video by now, but I'll be shocked if that is the case. But again, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, although I'm not sure that the way that they acted, again, pulling over an ambulance enables that. Let's talk about the troopers in general. Do any of these guys have any kind of a past history of complaints such as this? I mean, is this supposedly an isolated incident, has this happened before?
I've gotten a couple of calls that would suggest, well, before I even go into that, I just want to say that Mr. Davis made it perfectly clear, or plainly clear to me, that there was only one trooper that was involved in this in terms of trying to arrest the paramedic. He said the other troopers who were on the scene were just trying to defuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said there was one trooper that I called by name, Daniel Martin, who was the responding trooper. As of now, when I spoke with OHP, he's now the subject of an internal investigation.
Okay.
And Daniel Martin has not been put on paid administrative leave, which is routine in most cases, or suspended. You know, usually when an officer is under an investigation for something, whether the charges are valid or not, there's still an investigation pending. They would usually put that officer on paid administrative leave while that investigation goes on, or they would suspend him outright. Paid administrative leave is seen as a procedural type of thing. Suspension is seen more as a punishment or a reprimand.
Well, what can you tell us about this?
He hasn't done anything.
What can you tell us about this internal investigation? Are they at least telling you what he's being investigated for? What are some of these previous complaints?
I haven't gotten any word back from OHP on the previous complaints. I asked about that, and they said that they're still looking into it. And I don't know whether there's a procedural thing that goes on unless someone is, you know, charged with the crime or, you know, formally, you know, being investigated whether they release that information to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that I've gotten at least one other call from a paramedic for the same organization who alleges that someone stopped her, that same trooper stopped her vehicle while she was trying to transport a pregnant woman.
So, wait a minute, this guy has a past of actually, this isn't the first time he's pulled over an ambulance and the other incident was with a pregnant woman?
Well, that is one of the allegations that's being made from a paramedic who works in the same group.
Now, from that allegation, I mean, was she ticketed? Was she detained? Was she stopped? Did she find this difficult?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm still working the story and trying to get all angles.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what happened, you know, she called and left me a message, and I spoke with her husband about this because he was the one who called. So I'm still trying to confirm that, and I'm still trying to talk to, you know, the paramedics in question. But the paramedics were not, Mr. White and Mr. Franks have not been suspended either. According to the Creek Nation, they're still on duty, they're still paramedics, and they're still working on their shift.
Now, does this guy have any kind of, like, relations? Is there a good old boy network out there? I mean, if this guy's under investigation, he's not on paid administrative leave at all, he's not on leave while he's being investigated, that seems to be, I mean, this seems like maybe it's a smaller community, people are afraid to speak up. Is that because there is this, you know, backwards network out there? I mean, does this guy have relatives, friends in the upper echelons of the city council? I mean, what's the deal here? Does he have any of those kind of connections?
Well, from some of the viewers I heard from, there seems to be that perception that he's being protected. I don't know if, I can't say for certain whether the OHP is protecting them, but there is a judge in the county where this all happened who happens to have the last name of the same trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to make the connection there. I just spoke with the DA. I asked if they were related, and she told me she didn't believe that they were. But I haven't been able to confirm that. Because, you know, again, we're still working the story. We're still trying to find out some stuff. I still would like to see the entire dash cam video of what transpired.
Yeah, I think that's utterly necessary. I mean, we need to know what happened before, especially because, you know, the way that the video that I've seen, the gentleman in the back is trying to keep the coolest of heads. And it's not until, again, they try to arrest him and he is the only EMS worker in the back with this woman that he tends to get a little hot. He doesn't even really get hot there. It's when they put their hands on him and say he's under arrest. And, you know, my point is I've had callers come in and say, no, he's the bad guy. He resisted arrest. Had he not resisted, they would have taken him into custody. He would have been processed. And this woman would have been taken to the hospital without an EMS worker in the back. To me, that's crazy.
Well, and they said that's the reason they didn't arrest him, because there was a patient back there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and they said that he could be arrested later on. And when I asked, well, why wasn't he arrested at the scene, they didn't want to arrest the paramedic because they said they didn't want to leave that area, which is a relatively small area, without a paramedic on duty.
But that's kind of doublespeak, because then they would have arrested him after he got to the hospital or charged him. Like you said, there have been no charges yet.
And he hasn't been arrested yet.
Yeah, and he hasn't been arrested yet. So it really, to me, seems like they're really trying to cover their own, you know, backsides, if you will. And this is just, to me, it was a really disgusting incident. These people are out there to save lives. This could have been dealt with just a call, like you said, to the 911 operator to see if there was an emergency call. There was no reason to set up what you said was basically a roadblock after they had taken care of their call to have this incident ensue. And again, we only get to see part of the picture. And I would think that, you know, there are, I think, two or three cop cars on the scene. There should be more than one dash cam.
Right.
So, you know, I hope that you continue to pursue this story. You hit us up with any updates. I really thank you for your time, sir. And like I said, if you get anything more, if the dash cam is released, please give us an email. Please give us a call, and we'd love to have you back on.
Well, thank you so much. And, I can tell you that this story has gone viral, and we've gotten tons of calls from across the country. You know, it's been all over the cable news networks. I think it made it on at least one story on the network level. So it's definitely an issue people are going to be keeping a close eye on, myself included.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave Jordan, everybody. And the latest on that EMT versus Oklahoma PD incident, really a disgusting incident, in my opinion, and a blight on the police force and really the police state that is encroaching on us. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back with your calls after this. Alex on the other side of the hour.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex about to join us at the top of the hour. We're going to really be analyzing this latest Obama speech, the coming out party for Internet 2, for the cybersecurity coordinator, for further DHS, NSA, CIA control of your life, an expansion of the Bush administration's policies. I promise you that. All right, let's go to callers. Freeburger in Virginia, you're on the air.
Uncle Burmis, what's up?
How you doing, friend?
Not too bad. Congratulations on being an uncle.
Oh, thank you. Cool. I'm hoping to get back to New York shortly. Actually, my sister went back up there with the baby. So hopefully sometime in the next month, I'm going to go get to meet the latest addition to the family.
That's awesome. And I want to thank the Prison Planet crew for what they do. And thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I wish I had been on the phone with Mr. Chapman. He's pretty reliable information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Reinhardt fellow who has the Enterprise Corruption mm-hmm. website.
Mm-hmm.
He makes, you know, a lot of varied predictions, and but you should check out his journal. It's pretty pretty interesting.
What do you think about this whole Obama speech about the new cybersecurity coordinator and all these hack attacks and how we have to regulate the internet and, you know, the cyberbullying bill and Miley Cyrus behind it? I mean, it really does seem like a concerted effort to fast track even further enslavement and control of the internet and technology in general.
That's pretty intense. You know, it's too bad more people aren't informed to try to take action and call their local representatives to, you know, take care of that.
Yeah, too many people just really do not see the bigger picture. And again, that's why it's so important that people go and get an endgame, because it really does lay out a huge agenda in only 2 hours. I thank you for the call. Derek in Utah, you're on the line. Yes, Derek. Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you. I noticed you guys are fighting the info war with the wrong tools in your servers there. I'm talking about the tech-savvy people right now.
Okay.
And what you guys are using is magnetic disks in your servers, right?
You know, I have no idea. Got to be honest. I've got no idea. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you're using Newton's law, and Newton knew about magnetism, and that's mm-hmm. what those disks are based off of. And you got to fight the info war with Moore's Law. And I'll give you a website. It's www.fusionio.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what they do is they accelerate storage, and it's just going to be an awesome tool for you guys. I heard Alex saying that his bandwidth was costing $10,000. You take that $10,000 and invest in a drive, and your bandwidth is going to be amazing.
All right, the tech guys are listening, so hopefully they can help you with it. Thanks for the call, Derek. Let's go to Manuel in California. Manuel, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say special thank you to all the 9/11 Truth people out there. You guys have a link on Prison Planet right now to a interview with Richard Gage.
Yes.
About 9/11 Truth. I'm the producer that got him to come on to our TV show.
Oh, excellent.
And the response has been phenomenal.
Well, tell people about that. You're a local mainstream affiliate. Really quickly, just tell people how you did that.
Hey, you know, there's some good people in Fresno that are bringing this 9/11 Truth to the area, and I kind of leached onto that and got them on for an interview, and it was great. had a good response to...
Man, well, I've got station. Alex coming up. I wish I could have spent more time with you, and I thank you so much for helping us break into the mainstream. We'll be back with Alex Jones after this. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before Alex comes on, we're going to play the rest of that biometric SeaWorld clip. Really, you know, a man before his time. Really not before his time, right on time, in my opinion. You know, he's the one that really pioneered this fight in the info war. And, you know, this is an old school clip. This is something you can't find on YouTube yet. And hopefully we're going to do like a backflash or... an article, looking to the future with Alex Jones, because this was an important clip. This really does lay out the biometric control grid that they're now putting into place. I mean, this is it. So if we could hit the clip, Jaron, let's do it. Oh, I love my thumb scanner. Oh, it's so lovely.
Man, I'm so hungry.
Oh, you're approved. Oh, you're approved too, sir. Come on in.
Guys, you're being biometrically enrolled. Bad news. Hey, how's it going? Hey, I guess you're not going to need these cameras anymore since the biometrics are going in, huh? You know, the hand scan? When did that start?
This season, I believe.
And so no more photos?
My photos are only for the
2-day passes. 2-day passes. I wonder why you didn't just stay with photos. Why go to the biometrics? Just look at a photo.
I don't know why I did that.
You said Homeland Security, sir?
I got a family of four. Can somebody take care of everything?
Yeah.
Ladies? Thank you. I got a family of four. Where do I keep going?
For what?
For photos or for passes?
The passport,
sir.
I never have to.
Okay. Sir, you were saying Homeland Security? Who told you that?
I want to give you my tickets to fall back in a later time.
Okay, well, actually, this is what I research. This is what I do. And it is actually Homeland Security with the big corporations to get us used to this. HEB's putting in thumb scanners in Houston and College Station and some in Austin. Yeah, and everywhere you're going to have to thumb scan. Even when you pay cash, you have to face scan, thumb scan, or hand scan. When it happens, I want you to remember. Then they're going to... Did you say it?
Dictatorship, isn't it?
It is. Say it for us loud. Dictatorship. That's it. It's supposed to be land of the free, home of the brave. No, but seriously, it's a federal plan to get everybody used to doing it. Then they can start a new national sales tax and go to a cashless society. No more money. You're going to scan. And I think we read about that somewhere. I think a couple thousand years ago they warned us about it. But I guess it's here. I guess we're going to do it. Hey, you heard about that chip on the news? How they want all the kids to take the chip? You ever heard about the microchip? All right. Well, have a good one.
All right, let's pull the clip. I mean, you know, Alex Jones at some of his best work right there. You got to love it. I mean, the dumbfounded look on these people with a polo shirt that says SeaWorld with Shamu weaved into it. Just, the drool coming down the side. We don't get the bigger picture. We're idiots. We're the American populace. And I'm sorry if that's hard for you to hear. I'm a big moron too, folks. It's true. I've bought into the pop culture scenarios. I care who wins the playoffs. You know, I watch... I listen to Howard Stern, for God's sakes. You know, I am sucked into the entertainment world, too. But, you know, I take some time off from that. I would say, you know, 95% of my time off from that. That mindless droning, that Xboxing, that Wii-ing. Ooh, PS3. I mean, I do take some time off to that for the real world, for reality, to report to you that the Supreme Court is making Orwellian decisions that are taking away your Miranda rights, any way they slice it. Oh, well, if you invoke the right to a lawyer, you're okay, unless it's a certain circumstance where we're beating the snot out of you and coercing a confession. I mean, it's insanity. And coming up after this, if we don't have Jones on the line yet, we're going to start playing this Barack Obama speech where it's all about, oh, we're only at Web 2.0. We need a new age. We got to track, trace, and database everything. It's the smart grid system. We want all your medical information to be digitized because we love you. We love you so much. Meanwhile, we have edible RFIDs on the shelf. Yes, edible RFID tags. We covered it yesterday, folks. Just Google it. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and TruthNews.us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones now joins us to discuss the latest in not only this cybersecurity guard and Obama speech, but the latest news on this cop attacking an EMS worker. You know, he's under internal investigation right now. He does seem to be part of this back alley good old boys network, and we know that there are at least two cameras that caught this, two of the police officer dash cams, that they're not releasing, and they're saying, oh, we're waiting for this to go to trial or charges to be filed. Yet they didn't arrest this guy. There aren't any charges to be filed because he didn't do anything, Alex.
Absolutely. That's what's so atrocious about this story, is that witnesses are all over the news saying that the ambulance couldn't get traffic to move out of the way. The police wanted to go somewhere as well. So the police began violently getting right on the tail of the ambulance and then shot around the ambulance on the shoulder. And then later when they were done with whatever business it was that they never said, so it must not have been very important, they then chase the ambulance back down, jump out, get in the driver's face, scream and yell at him. He submits, and then they go and open up the back, acting like mad dogs, because, see, once they do wrong, they have to legitimize it by saying you're bad, beating you up, falsely charging you, doing something. It's like when they beat you up after they shoot you in the back. I see this time, or after they break pro-lifers' arms, they then beat them up. You know, it's not enough to savagely compound fracture them. It's got to continue, and I have footage of all of this. You know, people peacefully sitting on the side of the sidewalk, and this is happening. And I know most police, and I've seen them commenting on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and in the articles that Steve Watson wrote and that Kurt Nemo posted. I've seen them saying, well, yes, we're not trained to choke people, and we're not trained to act like that, and yeah, that guy should probably get in trouble, but don't think this is all of us. You know, the issue is every time stuff like this happens, the police defend the bad cops that do this, so that makes the entire system bad. And look, Oklahoma is legendary. I don't vacation in Oklahoma. They have great people up there, but I don't vacation in Oklahoma because of how many friends and family I've had shaken down by the police, beat up by the police. I mean, if you're going 1 mile over the speed limit in Oklahoma, many of these rural state police and others will. It's almost like Mexican police in Mexico. And see, I mean, everybody knows they're corrupt down there. We're beginning to be known like this here. And so the incredible thing is, they told local news stations that I read on your show last night, 9 to midnight, so there's no sense in you know, going back over them today, but we posted links to them yesterday, that, oh, there was a fight. Oh, the paramedic and the policeman got in a fight. Well, why was the car pulled over? Why is it being called a fight? He does nothing. The cop is attacking him, shoving him, pushing him, grabs him by the arm, starts twisting him behind his back for no reason. The guy pulls his arm away. That is the assault of the God creature. Okay, so this is the mental illness. So he was the guy in the back of the ambulance. He was the attending emergency medical person. And so then the police go to the news and say, well, they'd been in a fight before that, before the cameras were turned on. So, I mean, just insane. But now eyewitnesses are saying, no, everything you see on the tape is basically what happened. And that's why the police realize, in their moment of guilt, which just shows they're mad dog out of control. They're not even really evil. They're just out of their minds in on a power trip. That's why they finally, after they choke the guy and he sits there and controls himself and lets them torture him, literally that's what torture is, they then kind of shake themselves out of it and leave. But then they come back and say, well, we're probably going to charge you later. Get ready for an indictment. Get ready for a warrant. You know, don't leave town. It's time to admit you're not gods. I'm not a god. I put my pants on one leg at a time. I make mistakes. I'm wrong. I've been young and hot-headed. You know, I don't go around road raging, but when I was younger, when people would road rage me, I'd jump out of the car and say, let's go. And a few times, it got bloody. Well, now I just know how to say, yep, you're tough. That's right. And if they, you know, I'll even run from somebody because I've got work to do. I'd love to jump out of the car and start kicking their teeth in because I'm a human being. I got red blood. It's actually fun at a certain level, at an animal level. But I have a wife and children to take care of. I have a mission to complete. And I will only open a can of whoop-ass if I have to protect myself or protect somebody else, and I'm 100% in the right. I'm not looking for a fight. And the, and old-fashioned lawmen or peace officers weren't looking for fights. But I'll tell you this, when they had to charge up the UT Tower, they didn't cower for 3 or 4 hours like they always do now, waiting for federal orders and backup. They didn't need a bunch of fancy gear because they had testicles. And I'm sorry to use that term, but that's what it comes down to. You know, the more gear, the more crud, the more, you know, supposed tactical training, all of this stuff is a joke. And I've talked to a lot of old police, a lot of old retired police about the stories, about the things they did without all this gear, without all this crud. And the truth is they've made the police be against the people. They have turned them against us. They have trained them that they're all under incredible danger, where I've seen cops approaching women, old women in convertibles on 360, you know, highway, like they're approaching Al-Qaeda. And they are scared to death of everything. They think we're the enemy. They think we're out to kill them. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. As they get more and more abusive, we're going to start getting more and more abusive. And the trust is gone. And everything goes to hell in a handbasket. We are all Americans. We live in the same country. This country is going down the tubes in a police state. And the sick part is that the media would come out and try to call this a fight and try to spin this and then let the police sit there with no evidence. You better believe they would have released this dash video if they had proof. And you know, it's all there. The EMT is in the back trying to attend to the lady, and they're telling him, stop, stop what you're doing. And he's got boxes of equipment, and he just says, what's your problem? I'm doing my job. Get out of my way. And it's about a power trip. Instead of the cop getting control of his ego and going, my God, I've got an ambulance pulled over because they didn't get out of my way. I'm on an ego trip. You know, these guys are professionals. They've had to pass state laws and federal laws to leave ambulances alone. I've been reading the email in the comments. We've had scores of EMTs. I mean, probably more than 50. Go, oh, yeah, cops were pulling us over in Denver. Cops were pulling us over in Dallas. Cops were pulling us over in New York and telling us we couldn't speed. And I mean, there's no even law saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, actually,
they're
as
crazy.
Revealed,
they're crazy.
Yeah, as revealed by Dave Jordan, the cop that, you know, was the main guy in this incident that now is being internally investigated also had pulled over an ambulance that contained a pregnant woman. So this is his M.O. This isn't the first time he's even pulled over an ambulance, Alex.
Yeah, he's obviously some kind of lunatic. And see, instead of in the past, they would just kick lunatics out of the police force. Listen, I know a fella, manager of a Home Depot. He's been on the show before. Nice, clean cut. You know, no criminal record, paralyzed from the chest down. And the cop pulls him over and says, what is this? And he goes, these are my hand controls. And he said, get out of the car. And he said, officer, okay, my wife's got to get my wheelchair out of the back. And he said, you liar, there's nothing wrong with you. He said, I said, get out now. So the guy starts trying to get out. He grabs him out, beats him up. This guy tried to sue him. And the cop got promoted to a supervisor commander level in Austin. He's a huge roid head. And that's who they want. They go, oh, you beat up a guy who's paralyzed. You're the guy we want. You're the guy that'll follow orders. You're the guy. I mean, this is who they want. This is who they want. I mean, and look, people may think it's cool to beat up somebody who's paralyzed because they don't walk when you order them to. And the mental illness is you didn't learn to, you know, be healed like Jesus healed you or something. You didn't, you know, connect those nerves in your spine to your legs. And so, and their sick thing is he didn't follow my order. He didn't follow my order. I've got to escalate. They're trained to kill you if you don't move. And so that's why we're seeing every day I see an article about a paralyzed person, a retarded person, an autistic person beat up or killed by the police, because there'll be some, you know, 16-year-old retarded kid wandering around in Canada or England or the U.S. You know, I see the story every few days. And the cops walk up and say, who are you? You know, some tattletale Nazi neighbor calls in and says, there's a weird person. And they can't talk. And they go, duh, duh, duh. The cop goes, all right, pal, get on the ground. They don't do it. They taser him. The person gets up, scared, starts running. The cop draws down, guns him down. You know, his associates, these are real stories, folks. The associates show up and say, well, the officer felt threatened. You know, this is mental illness that they can't, you know, have more control of themselves. Being a man means that you're in control of yourself and don't care about your ego. And you know, that's why cops have such a problem with alcoholism, drug abuse, the highest rate of divorce, the highest rate of suicide, because in their own personal lives, this attitude. I mean, my God, I got natural testosterone. And I have to control myself looking for a fight all the time. I mean, I want to attack people all the time because I'm a man. But the point is, I mean, I want to get in fights. I hope some big guy starts a fight with me at a subconscious level because I am a killer ape, as they say. But the issue is I've got too much testosterone. That's why I'm almost scared to be getting in shape right now because I get more aggressive. Can you imagine that 30-plus percent of police, they admit, federal statistics, are on hardcore steroids? Can you imagine wanting more artificial steroids in you than what you have naturally in you, as if cops need this to be tough? Look, if you think you need steroids to be a tough guy, you shouldn't be a cop. Okay, if you were really a tough guy, you'd be scared of what you do to somebody. And I speak from experience. I don't claim to be some tough guy because I've had my butt kicked plenty of times. There's a lot of tough guys out there. But, you know, look, all I'm saying is you can kill people punching them once. And people need to understand out there that the police are mentally ill and out of control. But, Burmese, I'm ranting. I want to get into the cyber security federal takeover when we get back. I want to cover some economic news and then get out of here in the last 20 minutes or so of the show so you can take some phone calls. But, yeah. 3 months ago, we need a big article on this. 3 months ago, the cybersecurity chief, if people just search engine, head of cybersecurity quits, says democracy threatened. That's the little term he uses. And if you read what the head of cybersecurity said that Obama appointed, he said the Pentagon and Northcom are taking over the entire telecommunications system of the United States. This is a takeover. And so we need to break down what life will be like under the slave grid.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this with Alex Jones, and we've also got the Obama speech on this new cybersecurity advisor and office. After this, it's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Of course, joining us is Alex Jones, and we're talking cybersecurity from the Cyberbullying Act, which is just totally and completely being promoted by the media to the youth through Hannah Montana, and of course, the Cybersecurity Act, which is being promoted by Jay Rockefeller and others, and now the Obama administration just coming out saying, you know what, we're going to have a new bureaucracy, we're going to have all this control over you, we are building a smart grid, your medical records will be digitized. And earlier today, Alex, we played bits and segments of you going to SeaWorld and explaining this smart grid, this biometric control system.
Yeah, that was like 7 years ago, but I mean, none of this is, I don't deserve the credit for knowing about this. This has been all on record. MIT, the CIA, the Defense Department were writing 20 years ago, you'll be digital face scanned, thumbprinted to buy and sell. There'll be a global sales tax. There'll be a global carbon credit tax, and that it's designed to categorize everything we do, everywhere we go, to create a psychological algorithm. When you eat too much beef, you'll be given a special tax because it's all going to be on your record. When you drink, it'll be put on your record. But then when you weigh too much, already in Japan, I saw the article last week, bureaucrats come around, social services, all adults must be weighed by the government, and then they fine and fee you and make you go to these prison workout centers to be exercised. This is the nanny state, but it's to carry out eugenics. That's why they want social welfare system with the socialized health care. So when you have a heart attack, they give you an aspirin. Or when you have a brain tumor, you wait 18 months when it would have been operable in 2 months and you die 100% of the time.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second, Alex, because, you know, last night I'm up really late. It's like 3 a.m., but I'm watching the CBS national news feed. And lo and behold, there's a story out of Austin, and they're talking to this, you know, realtor, this woman who's a single mother of two. And she's saying, oh, it's so hard. We had to give up our medical insurance. But don't worry, the new medical vans are coming around town, and that's where I take my children now. It used to be just for lower income families, but since we all have to sacrifice, we're going to have to use these mobile medical vans where they're basically going to give you the delicious vaccinations and drugs that just dumb you down.
Yeah,
and enslave you.
Let me break that down. I kept telling people the FEMA camps are going to be a place you've got to go. It's not going to be, oh, here's the deadly FEMA camp. If you read the FEMA camp bill, everything in it is already built. It's just codifying it into law. You'll have over 100 small camps, 6 big regional camps. Every city has it. Robert Mueller has part of it built. The Highland Mall has part of the FEMA center in it now. And poor Austinites can't even go look at it for themselves. They just say, no, it's not true. But the point is, they're going to have, and as you said, this was on national news, but with Austin, the mobile vans, and they already have this for Head Start, where they come and say all your kids are abused. They drill out the wrong teeth, because they get more federal money for the more medical stuff they do. And they're going to have medical centers on these FEMA centers and trailers and tents, and people are going to want to live in them. But even if you want to live under a bridge or in the woods, they're going to make you go to them. This is all, see, I know what's going to happen because it's all stated. And that's why it started in Hawaii and California. We sent a camera crew there a month ago. It's going to be in the new Obama film. So That's why when I get on the air and I say, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot articulate to you how fast it's moving, how serious it is. I mean, here's one right here. Obama demands right to recruit minors for military because people don't want their 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds having recruiters in the schools federally in all school districts brainwashing the kids to join the military and having them sign agreements to join. They tell them you'll be arrested if you don't. This, you know, this when it's not the law. But see, they say you'll be arrested if you don't take vaccines. They say you'll be arrested if you yell at your kids now when it's not even the law. This is the system. This is a scientific tyranny. And, yes, the Cyber Security Command. And, yes, now that I'm down here, you know, taking a few days off, I'm watching more TV. Hannah Montana, that Cyrus demon, and her father, they are everywhere saying, turn your guns in. We need to ban the First Amendment because it makes kids commit suicide. Cyberbullying, which openly bans all free speech. I mean, openly bans it all. Federal felonies for any free speech that hurts someone's feelings. We've got to pass the Cybersecurity Command. This is a operation. I did do the research, by the way. It is confirmed. His whole family are in military intelligence and black ops. So this is definitely a giant psyop. And how do you argue with that? You know, your 10-year-old girl is allowed to watch TV. She watches the brainwashing. She wants to do what Hannah Montana is saying. And it's all about how she's going to be a movie star if she just believes in Hannah Montana, to destroy her morals, to take her away from your family. And the boys are doing the same thing. Folks, we have to come out of Babylon. We have to disconnect ourselves from the Matrix now before it's too late. We are under full assault. And
absolutely. It's not just about a backpack and a concert. It's about an agenda, a globalist agenda. Back after
we're
this.
On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are, of course, joined by the man himself, Alex Jones, while he takes a well-deserved vacation. Alex?
Thurman, please stop calling me the man myself. And it's Alex Jones, introduced by the man himself, Jason Burmes, live 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the one and the only GCN Radio Network. No, but seriously, you know, I keep making this point over and over again. I cannot articulate to the listeners how real this is, how fast this is moving, how hardcore this is. They admit they are building a complete and total control grid to where you won't be able to buy or sell, to where every farm, every ranch, even tiny gardens and people that have 5 or 6 chickens and 1 rooster for eggs, that's going to be controlled. Bureaucrats all over the country even in areas they've traditionally not been as aggressive, like Texas, are coming on people's property and saying, basically, you are my slave, you are scum. I mean, I'm sitting here in a cruddy cabin in Texas, taking a few days off with the kids, and it says, Protect the Planet, ProjectPlanetCorps.com, and it says, Report noisy leaks, faucets, and toilets. Turn off TV lights when leaving room. Reduce the AC heater when leaving the room. Turn off water while brushing teeth. Take short showers. Fill sink basin to shave. Participate in the linens and towels reuse program, which they don't even have here. American Hotel and Lodging Association. Now that's about telling you consuming is bad. That's about getting you ready to have what you can do micromanaged, as Nancy Pelosi admits. This is total slavery. But they go, oh, but it's for your own good. And the colleges are filled with nobody control freaks who are being given badges and guns as the new environmental green corps, backed up by the red and black jacketed thugs of Secure Corps, training with their M16s, not just dummy M16s, but real ones, according to the Philadelphia Daily News, to take on veterans, gun owners, and landowners. Every time I've been to urban warfare drills, they are practicing in Canada. This is on their news in Canada as well. Same with England. Taking on farmers and ranchers and mowing you down with machine guns. So when they say, oh, support the military on Memorial Day, it isn't our military anymore. That's how Hitler got the Germans to stand down and do whatever they were told, is he'd say, oh, support the military, Memorial Day. They had one of those in Germany. You know, you're not against the troops, are you? They pin everything they do on the red, white, and blue, the esprit de corps, our history, our liberties, our freedoms, George Washington. This is the opposite of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Sam Adams and John Adams. This is high treason, and there's no doubt this is tyranny. There's no doubt it's used against the general public. It's no doubt they're harassing citizens. It's no doubt they're using army intelligence to spy on mainline citizens' groups. There's no doubt the government's staging terror attacks. There is no doubt that they are setting up. They've already set it up. Look. There isn't wiretapping. The phone companies under the 1996 Telecommunications Act are set up to intercept everything. By federal law, everything is read. By federal law, they tear open your mail. By federal law, they urinate. And I'm sorry to use that term, all over the Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is about full spectrum dominance is what the Pentagon calls it. And the Pentagon brags, Thomas Barnett and others, their top futurists, that they openly work for offshore banks. They have conquered us. It is a big, sickening joke, but they can only continue their occupation if we're not aware that our government is illegitimate and criminal. Now, I'm going to get out of here so you can play the disgusting clips of the president out telling us about the new 2.0 Internet, which they, if you read the Internet 2 documents, they brag. Just type in Internet 2, the Internet is dead, and that's how they always start their conferences, with the government and corporations saying they're going to shut the web down, have Chinese-style censorship, now happening in England, Prison Planet banned in most government web systems and wireless systems in Australia and England. It's already happening here in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, it's over. The joking around is over. It's been moving incrementally, but now it's moving at warp speed. And I know I'm ranting because we're supposed to rant about these issues and not about our favorite football team winning or losing. Now, that said, I want to get out of here and let you get to calls and play some of those clips. But I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer up because it was just a month ago that gold was at 880. 880. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, according to Bob Chapman and others, he believes it's going to rally back up. Probably by the fall, it's going to be $1,200 an ounce. Now, we don't have crystal balls. We're not perfect. But we are able to, you know, really gauge the New World Order's activities, and we're right about 95% of the time. Regardless, the dollar is openly being destroyed for the New World Order to be born, for the North American Union to be brought in right now. Gold and silver are the way to go. Now, listen, they have month-old prices on silver when silver was $3 less an ounce in one coin, the Franklin silver half dollars. They are almost gone. They had to go up on the Lakotas from $17 to $20. That's still $5 cheaper than you'll find them anywhere else that I've seen. But they still have, at the original month-old price, some of those half dollars, but they are almost gone. And I was just talking to Jim Newcomer, who we're about to bring up in just a minute or two, because I'm so excited about this. It supports the network, supports Midas. but it also supports those that are getting it and helps our entire operation. So it's just win-win-win-win-win for everybody. And it gets people to remember what real money is, not the fiat paper that they're now replacing with fiat cashless for total control. And the greatest crime in the New World Order is going to be black market, as they call it, underground economy operating outside their grid. We need to fight to hold on to cash and fight to hold on, more importantly, to gold and silver. Now, they have gold. They were selling it at the 880 level. They bought it at the 920 level, was the next big buy. They're almost sold out of that at 920. If you waited, you shouldn't have. They almost sold out now, the hold of the weekend. I was just talking to Jim Newcomer. They sold out of the 880 level. The next big buy was at 920. They're almost sold out of that in francs and in sovereigns and a few other great coins. And they have a lot of stuff. Ask about it, but tell them it's the Alex Jones radio special, or you'll get the 980 price. That's right. It's up over $100 from a month ago, ladies and gentlemen. And even if gold was to go down next week, but then rocket back up the next week, it doesn't matter because you're getting it at the 920 level. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm selling this hard because this is what I believe in. This is the surest, safest bet. Is it 100% sure? Is it a silver bullet, pun intended? It's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get to slay this werewolf of hyperinflation that is staring down our necks right now. Jim Newcomer, tell folks about some of the specials.
Alex, we have the historic gold, the $20 Liberty at $16.27, the $10 Liberty at $7.99, and those Lakota rounds that you had talked about, they're at $410 a roll or $20.50. The Franklin halves are at $8.80, $176 for a roll of 20. We do have the sovereign coin at $278.90 and the French, Swiss, or Belgian franc at $225.90. Now, let me explain, folks. This is just unbelievable. We've had gold is up 10% here in the last month, over 10%. Silver's up over 20% in the last month. This is normally our quiet time of the year, and the phones have just been ringing off the hook. People are in a panic. They understand what's going on out there in the economy, and they recognize that they have to convert the paper into real money. And the only way they're going to do it is to put it into precious metals. So I would urge you all to call us here. The number is 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. We'll have brokers here all day up until midnight tonight, and we will endeavor to hold these prices through the weekend. If you can't get a hold of a broker, he'll know the date and time that you call in, and he'll get back to you as soon as he gets back to his area, whether it be Monday or not, but we will honor these prices through the weekend.
800-686-2237. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people think this is the financial earthquake. This is only a tremor before the big one. There is no doubt we have the Bilderberg Group documents, we have the Club of Rome documents, Trilateral Commission, CFR. I watch public European Union hearings. In their parliament, they plan on completely gutting the world economy and bringing us into a long, dark depression. Now, I pray we avert this, but it doesn't look like we probably are. And it, again, you think people are panicking now to buy gold and silver when the yuppies quit sucking their thumbs and acting cool and being in pompous self-delusions with their collars popped up, walking around talking about what great intellectuals they are. When they figure out CNBC's been lying to them, they are going to race to gold and silver, and you're not going to be able to get your hands on it. Ted is already killing himself to find gold and silver at good prices. Most people have been sold out off and on for the last 12 to 14 months. We're very competitive because we've been so aggressive in pricing. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not the time to sit there idly by. You need to check out and investigate gold and silver as a hedge against all of this uncertainty that's taking place because these are precious industrial metals. These things have always been what real currency, real wealth is all about. Here is the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And there will be brokers at Midas throughout the weekend, correct, Jim?
That's correct. We will be here Saturday and Sunday.
Jim, this is scary because by the end of last summer, we saw the unseasonal race up, and then it continued on through the fall. And now the economic news is even more in favor of gold and silver.
It is dire. And even with the recession, with people losing their jobs and things, they don't care. They're getting what money they have left. They're putting it into the precious metals.
Well, I've been telling people. And you know, this is what a lot of other financial experts have concurred on. I remember 6 months ago, whenever Bob Chapman said, watch, it's going to race back up. They're going to pump the market back up to 10, 11,000. And then the next time they drop it, it's going to go, you know, below six. And he'd called 2 years ago that it would be at, you know, 6,000 and change, you know, in the winter slash spring of 2009. I mean, I don't know how he does it, but he's saying this is your chance, whatever. Folks, you know, don't believe me now, believe me later. I'm telling you, get into gold and silver. This is the best deal you're going to find. This is gold, $60 price in the market under what it is today, priced in. You can't beat that deal, 800-686-2237. And I really appreciate you, Jim, and Ted Anderson and everybody else giving folks this opportunity and giving me the opportunity to promote it, because I just believe in it wholeheartedly. We'll talk to you next week, Jim Newcomer.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Jim Newcomer. I'm going to throw it to you, Burmas. Play that clip, get to some calls, and I appreciate you sitting in Sunday. I'll pop in as things develop with North Korea there. I hope it's just saber-rattling.
All right, thank you so much, Alex Jones, everybody. And remember, it is so important that you support us here. If you're not getting gold and silver, you know, to support yourselves, which you should be, you know, support the information war. Get, you know, Alex Jones the best of, especially if you're a new listener, you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you want some of these interviews in the highest quality. We are trying to do volumes of the best shows. This is of January 2009. And if you do become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we're also offering Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings this week. That's new. Full high quality DivX style. And like I said, you know, this info war is very hard to support. It's very hard for two guys to, you know, do 7 hours of radio, 5 hours of web TV every day, work on documentary pictures, and get the word out to the masses without your support. We're trying to expand. We're trying to get the office next door so we can do a weekend show. Alex is going to Sirius in June. We're having the Money Bomb on June 11th. We really do need your support, and we need you to get the word out. So tell people about the podcast. Tell people about the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. I have a new channel, Jason Justice 911. Just do everything you can. Fire ammunition in the info war. All right, I want to play some of this clip, and we're going to be periodically stopping it on and off to really describe what Obama's saying here. Do we got it? Hit it.
As well of America's economic competitiveness. The small businesswoman in St. Louis, the bond trader in the New York Stock Exchange.
And, of course, the DVD player froze up.
At a global shipping company in Memphis. The young entrepreneur in Silicon Valley. They all need the networks to make the next payroll, the next trade, the next delivery, the next great breakthrough.
You see, this involves
e-commerce
all of us.
Alone last year accounted for some $132 billion in retail sales. But every day, we see waves of cyber thieves trolling for sensitive information. The disgruntled employee on the inside, the lone hacker 1,000 miles away, organized crime, the industrial spy, and increasingly foreign intelligence services.
And pause for a second. Now, you know, notice how he demonizes the disgruntled worker, a.k.a. the whistleblower that blows the whistle on Enron, that blows the whistle on the FBI. We can't have whistleblowers, you know. And when he says, you know, hackers, lone hackers 1,000 miles away, yeah, let's demonize. Most hackers are people that are just trying to go with open share software, open share information. It's not what you think, folks. If you're a little older, you're not with the lingo, you're not with the kids. Again, this is demonizing a broad spectrum of people and ideals. Go ahead, Jaron, hit the clip.
Here, thieves used stolen credit card information to steal millions of dollars from 130 ATMs machines in 49 cities around the world. And they did it in just 30 minutes. A single employee of an American company was convicted of stealing intellectual property reportedly worth $400 million. It's been estimated that last year alone, cyber criminals stole intellectual property from businesses worldwide worth up to $1 trillion. In short, America's economic prosperity in the 21st century will depend on cybersecurity. And this is also a matter of public safety and national security.
See that? It's public safety and national security. Do you understand?
We rely on them for public transportation and air traffic control. Yet we know that cyber intruders have probed our electrical grid and that in other countries, cyber attacks have plunged entire cities into darkness. Our technological advantage is a key to America's military dominance, but our defense and military networks are under constant attack. Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups have spoken of their desire to unleash a cyber attack on our country.
All right, pause that right there. Al-Qaeda is going to release a cyber attack on this country. Give me a break. Al-Qaeda doesn't exist without the U.S. intelligentsia system. We created it. But then he throws in other terrorist networks. Remember, those domestic extremism lexicon make people who are anti-technology, quote-unquote alternative media, and hacktivists terrorists. So, again, broadening the spectrum. Oh, you're a hacktivist? You're Al-Qaeda. We're coming to get you. This is a matter of national security. We're setting up the cybersecurity agency. We're going to try to pass this cybersecurity act, this cyberbullying act. We're taking away the internet. I mean, it's a 20-minute speech, folks. It's a 20-minute speech. We can't play it all. We're almost in the final segment. Let's take a couple callers. We have a lot of people holding. Ingrid in Nevada, you're on the air. Yes,
hello?
Ingrid. Yes.
Hi, Jason. I would like to tell you that I grew up in Germany, and my mother, she was in Hitler's Youth Brigade. And a lot of the things that are unfolding here is exactly what she told me. Mm-hmm. And she told me how much she hated it. Mm-hmm. And she had a spy on her parents, spy on her neighbors, spy on everybody. And nothing made her more happy than when the American soldiers marched into Germany and rescued her and the German people from tyranny.
Yeah, and now, unfortunately and ironically, we seem to be morphing into this Nazi Gestapo type of police state, only where, 60 plus years into the future. So this technocracy is really, it's a slicker form of propaganda. It's a slicker form of technology. It's a slicker form of control. And we really are being viewed in the world, and rightfully so, as the next Nazi regime. And it's only getting worse here domestically. Ingrid, I thank you for the call. I'm going to try to hit up John, Tim, Joseph, Roger, and Michael in the last 5 minutes. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back after this, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio, 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 radio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
As we've been trying it on the wine press much too long, Rebel.
All right, folks, I will be live 9 to midnight tonight, Central Time. TheInfoWarrior.com is the website. The podcast is over on the left-hand side. If you missed any of this show, of course, we make the podcast available and we stream 24/7, 365 over at Infowars.com. So tell your friends, get the podcast, spread the word. John in Texas, you're on the line. John, what's up?
Yeah, I agree with what you and Alex Jones are saying about all the conspiracies and everything, but I just noticed you guys are real shy about talking about the Bible. When somebody gets on the air and tries to talk about Scripture, you gently give them the brush off.
Well, you know, Alex is, hold on, Alex talks a lot more about the Bible than I do, and I mean, if you look at the clip we just played from SeaWorld, he talks about Revelations and the Mark of the Beast system, and, you know, I've had not John Connor, he used to go by John Connor, Mark Dice on my program and this program dozens of times. On top of that, you know, we had the America's Secret Beginnings people on, we have reverends and pastors on all the time. I mean, myself, I feel like this is a secular program, and I'm really trying to cover the news. However, if I am covering secret societies or the Illuminati, or if we're talking about the Vatican that day, I am more apt to take that viewpoint. But really, this is a news show, sir. And, you know, I mean, for instance, we had somebody, you know, me and Alex were doing a show together. I'm not sure if it was mine or his, but, you know, we said a prayer on the air. I mean, I'm not opposed to this, and I don't oppose Christianity or any religion in general. You know, it's just that I try to keep it a news program and a secular one at that. Go ahead, John.
Well, we were talking about him in our Bible study in Austin, and we were wondering, we've never heard his testimony of salvation when he became a Christian or if he's a Christian. I know he believes in God, but I don't.
Well, he's a Christian outright. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he had Daryl Rundis on the program last week, who is a, you know, a philanthropist evangelist Christian who's just, you know, I mean, let me tell you, when Daryl Rundis is here, he's handing out silver 1 ounce pieces with the Ten Commandments on it, and we're having dinner, and it's all about Scripture. And, you know, I grew up in a Christian family. I used to go to Methodist and Protestant churches on the reg, believe it or not, until I was about 12, 13 years old. And, you know, again, I just try to keep it as a secular show. Jones is without a doubt a Christian. I mean, he's an open Christian. If you listen to a lot of his older broadcasts, a lot of them are a little bit more evangelical. I'd say, you know, if you really want to talk to him and his faith, save your questions for next week when he's back on the air. I do thank you for the call, sir. I got to jump. Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, JB, how's it going?
All right.
I had prepared a clip for Alex. I don't know if John told you or not. Do you have 2:52 to go, or are we down?
I really don't. I've got less than 2 minutes. But if you call back in on either the Sunday program or you send it to me at myspace.com/Jason Burmes, maybe I can post it on the website. I'm not quite sure what it is. You got something else for me in this last 60 seconds?
Same as Jeff. Well, I'll give you a piece of it. This is the one that Alex called for. It goes 19 seconds. It was,
okay, go
from
for it.
Howard Beale may be my best friend. I'll go to court. I'll put him in a hospital before I let you exploit him like a carnival freak.
You get your psychiatrist, I'll get mine.
I'm going to spread this whole reeking business in every newspaper, on every network, group, and affiliate in this country. I'm going to make a lot of noise about this.
Great. We need all the press we can get.
That was a clip that Alex had called for last I talked to him. It expanded into a JB rant, and I'll definitely get back to you tomorrow or, I'm sorry, Sunday or Monday.
Or Monday. All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. Roger in Minnesota, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Roger.
Yes, I'd like to get your take on Michael Tesarian. I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly. But
no, I know who you're talking about. You know, I've watched The New Atlantis and some of his four-hour lectures. I think some of his stuff is really interesting on the symbology. But I just feel like, you know, with any of these guys, does anybody really have the whole picture? I really enjoy Jordan Maxwell's work. I think even Sitchin's work, to a certain extent, is pretty good. You know, I tend to stay out of that far into the symbolism, the mysticism, the history of humanity, if you will, because it's enough for me to know that the Christian conservative leaders or supposed ones in this country are into the occult. It's the Alex Jones Show, back again right after this in 30 seconds.